Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another extremely informative and vitally documented radio transmission lined up for you today. We are now into day number three of the World Government Establishing Forum in Copenhagen under the guise of climate change, global warming, the drowning polar bears, a planetary government established by the private central banks of the IMF and World Bank. And that is finally all over the mainstream media that, oh, the third world's upset. They thought the UN was going to run it and that the General Assembly was going to raise the taxes on the rich West. Oh, there's going to be taxes raised on the not-so-rich West that's being sucked dry by the bankers, but the taxes will be double per capita on the third world. This now officially in the treaty discussions, the draft treaty plan. And the IMF and World Bank and other private organizations will run the new global government. They will control all travel, air travel, taxes on all financial activities, a flat tax starting at 2%, just like the income tax started at 2%, over the entire GDP, a total tax that all governments will have to pay to the IMF and World Bank. So the GDP of the U.S. is $13 trillion a year. Why? You will pay 2% of that to the UN and every other country on the planet. But again, not even to the UN. It's the front company. It's the front government. It's the administrator. Ultra massive news and information on this front. New smoking guns coming out. More weather services of governments and universities caught fraudulently fixing the data in line with the IPCC and the United Nations. I'm going to cover it all in the next segment. And yes, we are also going to open the phones up as well today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to talk about any news item, any issue, any story you wish to discuss. Here is some of the climate gate slash world government takeover news. Moncton, secretive Copenhagen Treaty creates larcenous global government tax. That's the prisonplanet.com headline. Here they are easing it in. Frequent flyers could face higher taxes, says government climate advisor. Oh, it'll just be the frequent flyers at first. Sure, it will. Only certain areas of your cities will have license plate reading cameras that give you tickets and also tax you by the mile. Meanwhile, it's going in worldwide on every major road. And the official government plans are all roads will be taxed. Administration warns of command and control regulation over emissions, including, as you know, 3 days ago announcing that they are listing carbon dioxide as a deadly poison. Continuing, Copenhagen Climate Summit says past decade warmest on record. The United Nations is saying that when all of the true records show that it has been cooling for 9 of the 10 years. There was a warming trend. It's cooling, and they fixed the data, and they used the fixed data, the cooked data, to make that pronouncement. Also, the guru of science, science czar Holdren, called for doubling of CO2 emissions in the 70s to stop an ice age. We'll break it all down. Ladies and gentlemen, new smoking guns on ClimateGate are out as well. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, December 9th, 2009. Can't believe it's about to be 2010. Climatologist who was demonized and politically crucified, Tim Ball will be joining us coming up in the middle of the third hour today. We also have a reporter joining us from Copenhagen via a video Skype link into the radio/TV show that'll be simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. We'll tell you about that as well a little bit later. And throughout the week and next week, we'll have reporters from Copenhagen, including Lord Mocton, joining us again coming up next week. Gave us a very powerful report and broke a lot of key news here yesterday with us. There is also a two-part video that I shot last night breaking down the latest climate gate, but more importantly, breaking down the leaked treaty, the addendum to the official treaty. The official treaty has 2% taxes on the entire GDP of the planet over each nation, a global authority over transportation and air travel with taxes to be levied, taxes on all fossil fuels controlled by the IMF and World Bank. It supersedes and strips the United Nations of its global government power. That was always the plan. It is simply a front or holding company, a debating society in the General Assembly. Only the Security Council holds power, which Obama heads up, of course, first U.S. president to co-chair that. And it hit me this morning that even if Obama gives away his $500,000 Nobel Peace Prize, that it is a gift. It is an award by a foreign corporation, by a foreign group. Just open payoffs to the president as he travels over there to sign on to this treaty. But we cannot let this huge, devastating news to the New World Order just come and go. The London Guardian's reporting on it. The Associated Press is reporting on it. But they report on it in a very dry fashion, as if, you know, they were giving us the latest prices of crude oil or something, or the price of tea in India. They just calmly announce, oh, we have the leaked version of the final treaty called the Danish text between the Danes, the Brits, and the United States with what they're actually planning. Copenhagen climate summit in disarray after Danish text leak. London Guardian, developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreements that would hand more power to rich nations, sideline the UN's negotiating role, and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. Now, it doesn't give more power to rich nations. It allows the IMF and World Bank, controlled by a private banking consortium, to have all the power and control. But it's always sold in a divide-and-conquer system. They tell the third world, oh, come sign on to the global government treaty, and you will get to loot the first world. You will be given all this tax money. When it's run by the same IMF and World Bank that have, by design, it's been declassified in the 2002 leaked IMF World Bank documents that they implode economies by design. John Perkins, economic hitman, talks about that as well. It's just part of the public record. So, again, they're playing the two sides, developed and developing, first world, third world, off against each other. And even in the headline, it's deceptive for what the text actually shows. But then in the article, they're later honest about it. It says, the UN Copenhagen climate talks are in disarray today after developing countries reacted furiously to leaked documents. The UN Copenhagen climate treaty are in disarray today after developing countries reacted furiously to leaked documents that show world leaders will next week be asked to sign an agreement that hands more power to rich countries and sidelines the UN's role in all future climate change negotiations and taxation. The document is also being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits. Well, you don't interpret it. It says that on the per capita carbon emissions for developed and developing countries in 2000. And it goes on, meaning that people in rich countries will be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposal. So see, it's a greater tax per capita on the third world because the eugenicists that set this up have stated they want to freeze development in the third world and reduce development in the West. So everyone is going to be robbed. The people of the planet are together being abused and being brought into serfdom and tyranny and slavery, literal chattel property of this global private government. But, of course, this article attempts to make it all a divide-and-conquer strategy, making the fight between the industrialized and the developing nations. Individuals known as the Circle of Commitment, understood to include UK, US, and Denmark, had only been shown to a handful of countries since it was finalized this week. The agreement leaked to The Guardian is a departure from the Kyoto Protocol principle that rich nations, which have emitted the bulk of CO2, should take on the firm and binding commitments to reduce greenhouse gases, while poorer nations will not be compelled to act. The draft hands effective control of the climate change finance to the World Bank and would abandon the Kyoto Protocol, the only legally binding treaty that the world has on emission restrictions, and would make any money to help poor countries adapt to climate change dependent on them taking a range of actions. So it's the same thing you see in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents. They come in with over a 100-point plan where countries have to agree to give their water supply to a private corporation, to give their roads to a private corporation. Always private corporations owned and controlled by the private banking companies that operate under the holding company of the IMF World Bank, Bank of England, private Federal Reserve. And so that's all this is. This is the world under a new debt system, but where private banks take third world tax money on all carbon, first world tax money on all carbon, give it to the private banks. They then loan it out because it would just be fiat currency if it wasn't paid by taxpayers. It's that labor that gives it value, that chattel labor. So it's a world slave index. And then they will pay the nations of the earth and all travelers and all money transfers, stock fees, all financial transactions, the way this reads, will have a tax on it as well. And then that will be fed through the private IMF, World Bank, EXIM, International Bank of Settlements Consortium. And then they will loan it out at compounding loan sharking rates of upwards, in some cases higher than 30% to the third world nations and the first world nations. Just like with the TARP money, they give trillions of dollars to private banks. They then loan it back to the federal and state governments. And this was duplicated everywhere. This is private banks taking over the world. It continues. I mean, I'm reading from The Guardian. The draft hands effective control of climate change finance, that's the taxes, to the World Bank, would abandon the Kyoto Protocol, the only legally binding treaty that the world has on emission reductions, and would make any money to help poorer countries adapt to a climate change development dependent on them taking a range of action. See, they have to go under complete global government control under the purse strings manipulation. The document was described last night by one senior diplomat as a very dangerous document for developing countries. It is a fundamental reworking of the UN's balance of obligations. It is to be superimposed without discussion on the talks. See, it's all dictatorial. A confidential analysis of the text by developed countries, also seen by The Guardian, they have a link to the document, we have the document here in my hands, shows deep unease over details of the text, and particularly it is understood to force developing countries to agree to specific emission cuts and measures that were not part of the original UN agreement. They have to make double the cuts we do. Divide poor countries further by creating a new category of developed countries called the most vulnerable, so it can be selectively enforced to further vertically integrate and consolidate those nations and shut off their food and water supplies, as State Department Memorandum 200, written by Henry Kissinger in 1973, states the global plan. So this is a plan he developed and deployed, and then it was written into a textbook format by John P. Holdren that's now being implemented fully. Weaken the UN's role in handling climate finance. That means taxes. Not allow poor countries to emit more than 1.44 tons of carbon per person. And, of course, that will track everyone, which allows rich countries to emit 2.67 tons, or close to double. Developing countries that have seen the text are understood to be furious that it is being promoted by rich countries without their knowledge and without discussion in the negotiations. Yes. See, when you sign on to the Copenhagen Agreement, you waive all your rights as a nation, and the United Nations / IMF World Bank can make all the decisions. It's a sharecropper contract where you just sign over and say, I'm your slave. I'm your indentured servant. It is being done in secret. This is the London Guardian, not Alex Jones, not Lord Monckton. That's a quote. Clearly, the intention is to get Barack Obama and the leaders of the rich countries to muscle it through when they arrive next week. It effectively is the end of the UN process, said one diplomat who asked to remain nameless. See, this is the true birth of the private global government. What does my film Fall of the Republic detail? This exact process, how the private banks will become the open world government that you will pay your taxes to. And no one else, even in the Patriot movement, knows how to read these documents or cover this. I have all these banking experts on. I have all these individuals on. And I'm not tooting my horn, but we understand it. I understand their program because I actually read the large body of work by these people. I understand their governing structure. So Fall of the Republic came out a month and a half ago. This came out yesterday. And you watch Fall of the Republic. In fact, as soon as Rob gets here, ask him to print the script for Fall of the Republic. I want to read to you what I wrote for the voiceover. Exactly what this article says, exactly what the document says, word for word, how this transfer was going to happen. And we've seen globalists for years say at the final moment they're going to make the UN even more toothless than it already was and transfer full power to a private global dictatorship. All being done in secret. And it's all happening right now. Meanwhile, Psychology Today is writing articles about me saying I'm insane. I believe in a private global corporate government. And you can play these people clips of world leaders saying it on television, and they'll just say, you're insane. I didn't just see that.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble.
My friends, I want everyone to just sit back and let it sink in that open world government is being established by the very same central banks that engineered the financial collapse of last year and this year, and who have all registered record profits. They want to use government to force you off your farms, your ranches, to shut down industry so you become bankrupt, so they fully control you. We are literally becoming slaves right now. Now, in the West, we're just going to become poverty-stricken slaves. The people have already died by the hundreds of thousands due to world food prices doubling in the last 3 years because of environmental policies and ethanol that was encouraged by governments around the world to be produced. One third of the grain fields, the corn fields, the wheat fields were converted to this. And so now the third world is starving to death. Millions and millions starve to death a year. That is the cold-blooded plan. And if the establishment can get you to starve to death, they'll do it too. They want you bankrupt. They control the banks that issue the currency and credit. These yuppies always write me or email me or ask me on the street, well, don't the big banks want to make money? Don't they want consumer slaves? They wanted to get you dependent as consumer slaves or get you in the justice system or get you in the psychiatric system or get you into the military. They want you under their control. And their number one tool is economic bondage, bankrupting the economy, so you've got to work for the government. And then, of course, the government takes most of the tax money and pays it into the corporate welfare coffers. Because we call it government, but most of it is administered now by private corporations, intelligence, spying, the military, policing. Everything is being converted to private hands, and only select corporations get the government contracts. Under this carbon tax system, they take Western money, third world money, they go into the third world and they say, we'll give you this aid at interest if you do everything we tell you to do. And what does State Department Memorandum 200 say? By Henry Kissinger, we will use war, we will use famine to reduce population, and we will use IMF and World Bank loans and tell India and Brazil and Nigeria and 15 countries he listed that they have to cut their population by half if they want this money. But they haven't been able to force that. So now they want their world government in place. The United Nations, from Peru to India, pays local governments to literally grab women off the street, to grab men off the street and sterilize them. Or they have them sign forms. You come in, you're homeless. They say, I will give you $1,000 and a factory job if you let us tie your tubes. If you let us sterilize you. This is on record. And that's the system that's going to happen in the United States. This is the system. And I want to warn all the people making $100,000, $200,000 a year, $300,000, even $1 million a year who think they're members of the establishment. I want to tell you something. You think the received common knowledge is, yeah, there are too many people, there are too many lazy slobs out there, get rid of them. You are the number one target. You are set to lose your standard of living as well. So you better get that through your brain and understand you need to stop playing make-believe in your own mind that you're part of the establishment. Just because they taught you about eugenics at college and taught you about the people bomb and taught you that all of this was cute and funny doesn't mean that you are exempt. They're putting fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals in your water. They're putting cancer viruses and mercury in your vaccines. They're spraying you with barium salts and aluminum dioxide with a weather modification program that has the side effect, or perhaps it is the main effect. The White House, John Holdren, says, oh, well, it's for weather control to save you from global warming. Then the scientists look at it and say, this will actually cause global heating. The evidence shows the government of the world is actually aware that we are set. They're not sure about it because even with their high-tech systems, not their fraudulent computer programs they put out publicly, but with their real research, they know we're set to go into a real cooling trend in the next 100 years. And it appears they are trying to heat the earth right now. So see, they're never really going to cut carbon dioxide. They're just going to tax you. So I guess that's actually a good thing. It's so amazing. In fact, internal reports by Holdren are now out where he said we need to double CO2 to stop an ice age. And that has more science behind it than the quackery of global warming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Henningsen, a journalist, television reporter, will be joining us from Copenhagen in the last 30 minutes of this radio broadcast today. Climatologist Tim Ball will be joining us to talk about the global government establishment that is taking place right now. We have Ron Paul scheduled for Friday and a bunch of other huge guests that I'm just going to not announce until tomorrow, Friday, and Sunday and Monday. But we are all over this establishment of world government, obviously. This is everything we've warned of happening precisely as we said it would happen because we were reading the globalist-owned documents. That is what is so frustrating about this is that I have mainstream reporter after mainstream reporter for magazines and newspapers come to this office, and I sit there playing for them clips of Al Gore and Von Rompuy and Gordon Brown and countless others calling for world government, the establishment of world government. And most of these reporters, I say to them, did you not just see him call for world government and say that the Copenhagen Treaty is the heart of this system? And they will not talk. They will not respond. They'll just smile at you. And then they write articles, many of them, saying that I'm insane and none of this exists, like Psychology Today. And it's a mind game. It's a joke. They're telling all the yuppies it's not kosher. It's not acceptable to talk about world government. For decades, they created the psychological compulsion, the psychological imprint, the psychological stain, the psychological brand burned into your brain that world government doesn't exist. The Federal Reserve is not private. The banks can do no wrong. Global corporate takeovers don't exist. And then now it's openly happening, and even in major newspapers, while simultaneously, it's like George Monbiot of The Guardian. He'll write articles calling us kooks that we believe in world government. Meanwhile, he writes books titled The New World Order. He signs petitions calling for global governance. It's total disdain for the public. They think you're so stupid and so weak-minded that they say it's not cool, it's not trendy, it's not stylish to believe in world government. Now, we're establishing world government, but it doesn't exist. I mean, that's mind control. And the public says world government does not exist. There is no carbon tax. Remember when I had David DeRothschild, heir to the Rothschild fortune, on, who's pushing all this agenda with Al Gore and all over television? And I said, there's a carbon tax plan. This was 3 years ago. And he says, no, there's not. There's no tax. And I said, well, here's a clip of Al Gore saying it in Congress. Here's all the public plans for a global tax. And he said, it doesn't exist. Ha, ha, ha. You're a conspiracy theorist. Ha, 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 ha. And I said, well, why are the ice caps on Mars melting? They've since started expanding again, just like our ice caps have. It's a natural cycle predominantly based on the sun, according to most of the top climatologists we talk to. I mean, all the climatologists say it's not man-made CO2 doing it, but they can debate, well, the sun's part of it, but also particles from space. When we go through storms of more particles in space, they come through the atmosphere and form nuclei for clouds. And you know, but the point is, it's the sun and particles from space. I mean, the Earth just has unknown amounts in the trillions, and they just guess at that with readings of particles. Micrometeors coming into the atmosphere every day. But that's another issue. I'm going to your calls here. The point I'm trying to make is that world government is here. And it's a nasty world government. And it's openly calling for a global tax on every nation of 2% off the top of GDP, taxes on all fuel, all transportation on top of that, just 700-plus new bureaucracies in the treaty, all run by the private IMF and World Bank. This is staggering. It is just earth-shaking to see them actually announce in The Guardian and to post the secret treaty where private banks are secretly setting this up and ordering the third world, who are completely in debt to these people through fraud, that they must sign on to it. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Igor in Virginia, you're first up. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I am just absolutely blown away. It's one thing to read hundreds of government documents and to know they were setting this up. It's another thing to see world government completely unelected, authoritative, and tyrannical, with the stated aim of shutting off our resources and literally starving the third world to death, openly announcing their crime against humanity. And the average yuppies watching football and stumbling around drunk, laughing at us right now. I mean, they have no idea the economic blitzkrieg, the economic siege, exactly what the UN did to Iraq and Serbia and other nations through sanctions. We are going under total economic sanctions and taxes to a group of criminal, outrageous bankers. And if we would just stand up, recognize them as criminal, say no to this system, we could stop it. But instead, there's all these petty servants of the system that get off on the power trip of serving it, even though the system's destroying their future and their children's future.
That's right. I agree. I want to tell you and your wonderful listeners what happens in our classrooms here in Richmond, Virginia, where I'm from. I go to J. Sargent Reynolds Community College, and my English teacher, Ms. Bourne, assigned a project on the postmodernism period from 1960 to the present, where we were supposed to discuss major historical and sociocultural events that have impacted our lives. So I presented a 60-slide presentation covering the creation of Federal Reserve, takeover of monetary policy by international bankers. I've mentioned quotes from Wilson, FDR, Henry Ford. I explained the tools they use, such as problem-reaction solution, false left-right paradigm, who runs the corporate media. I've exposed globalist organizations such as Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. I've covered the New World Order. Like you said, open announcement of global governance, and I explained how it links with the recent Copenhagen Climate Change Summit. It even covered ClimateGate. And all this, I used their own quotes from Ban Ki-moon, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Rompuy, John P. Holdren, you name it. Well, not surprisingly, after all that work, I get an email telling me I got an F. And she called it a conspiracy theory, and it had no relevance to any historical events. So this is just a small example of what happens when you speak out the truth.
Absolutely. It's all publicly being announced. Why don't you bring her the London Guardian and the text of the World Government Treaty where it states all of this? I mean, maybe take her video clips of Ban Ki-moon, Al Gore, Herman von Rompuy, the head of the EU. Mm-hmm. But she will look at you and tell you that's not real.
Well, sir, I was actually I had videos that I was going to present, but she didn't allow me to even show in one video. I was going to show Rompuy and Al Gore calling for global governance and, you know, all that stuff, and she didn't want to let me have any of it. Like, she just totally censored it.
Well, sir, that's par for the course all over the country, and this has even happened with folks I know. Trey Kincaid, who used to work here, his girlfriend, and I went down to the school and checked it out. It was true. Was at St. Edward's, a great writer, and she wanted to write articles about the New World Order with their quotes, and she was told by not the school editor, but by the head of the journalism department that it didn't exist, and she basically wasn't allowed to. And we talked about that on air at the time. But yes, they teach them on the campuses that there's basically no free speech. Now, there are still pockets of free speech going on, but I mean, this is a great call because it illustrates what I was just talking about. I mean, they're openly establishing global government. The corporate structure says it's a world government they are to run. They say it is meant to starve the third world. It's now in the treaty that the third world has to make double the cuts, which will kill people en masse. There's no doubt about that. And there's already 15 million a year starving to death. It will double it to 30 million. It's in the State Department Memorandum 200. And these fake liberal yuppies just don't want to believe that their precious world government is a bad thing. And so you're too young to be told that it's really real, that you just don't understand why it's needed. And so you're just going to be told it doesn't exist. I appreciate your call, Igor. Now, if you decide it's good and you decide you support global government and start writing papers, I did this in college. I was writing pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty, pro-freedom papers and being given Fs. So in two separate classes, one of them was psychology, I wrote this disgusting pro-tyranny piece and was given an A+ and was invited to have coffee with the professor. I mean, these are indoctrination centers. He came over and said, "You've suddenly had an awakening and are understanding things." And I did it as a test. And that's when I quit college. So I was about to get enrolled at UT. And I played along and I said, "Yes, I have found out. I do understand." And he went, "Oh," put his arm around me and said, "This is very interesting. This is wonderful." And on purpose, I had spelling errors and mistakes in the paper that was pro-tyranny. Didn't matter. That's how America and the world works. That's how this planet operates. It's all fraud. Thank you, Igor. Phyllis in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I had a little incident today where I called my congressman's office. That would be Senator Bob Casey. And during my conversation, when I was trying to express my dislike for the cap-and-trade bill and the idea that I didn't think it was something that I wanted them to vote for, and I tried to say how it was a horrible bill and how it was going to actually add to taxes, and I also expressed my disdain about the EPA saying that CO2 was a toxic gas and should be regulated. The gentleman decided that he was going to argue with me and felt that all of my information that I was providing for him was absolutely incorrect.
Oh, yeah, you could call the Texas legislature 2 years ago and tell them you didn't want the Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the NAFTA superhighway system, that they built and put billboards up for, and they would tell you it didn't exist. CNN says none of this exists, that Ron Paul is insane. And so, of course, that's standard procedure. They just tell you, no, there is no carbon tax. Let me guess. Did he tell you that, well, there's no tax, sir. There's no, there. Or did he say, oh, no, carbon dioxide is very deadly?
Both of the above. I tried to tell him that actually that the cap and trade was actually being instituted and it actually was something that was happening in California and in Texas. And he said, oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. I said, well, you know.
Oh, no, they're not putting emissions taxes on everybody. They're not banning big TVs and taxing the rest. They're not.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all happening. I mean, multiple states have passed laws on every cow, you've got to pay between $100 and $200 for their methane flatulence. I mean, it's all happening. What are they talking about?
Well, what he insisted on, I mean, he continued, and he actually got upset with me because I called him young man, and he told me that I was insulting him, and that actually if I didn't stop doing that, that he was going to hang up on me. And I said, excuse me, young man is definitely not something that should be insulting to you.
Look, the issue is you just let that person know that you're going to go to all the senator's public events and that you're going to bring up real issues and hand out literature. And when everybody loses more of their jobs, you're going to let the constituents know that they put more nails in the coffin of our industry. You just let that creature know you're not that. Hey, buddy, you're not sandbagging me. Your propaganda isn't working on me. And then you tell him, I want your superior. Okay, you don't want to talk to some snot-nosed, little petty staffer, you know, who's been put in there by their family to be part of the parasite system. But what else happened?
Well, I mean, and then eventually I actually told him that I didn't really want to be bothered with any more of his bull crap.
I'm going to let you go. Listen, I appreciate your call, okay? Let's talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. You know, you're fantastic. I don't agree with all you say, especially some of the of your purist anti-socialist philosophies. But the main thing is,
don't you hold on a minute? Hold on, Chris, and I'll let you talk. Don't you understand, Chris? They suckered the whole third world to go sign on to this treaty, thinking they were going to get a bunch of free money from the West. Socialism never turns out to be what they say because big banks and money power always promote it because they just want control of the purse for social engineering and to give it to themselves. And that's what's happening again. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. And that wasn't the thing I really called about. You know, music is very powerful, and I love your music. But the best messages in music come in these Irish rebel songs. Let's get a few Irish rebel songs on there. Because they have all kinds of really good statements about tyranny dealing with the British.
There are a million good songs that I don't even have time to listen to or play as bumper music. But email show tips, some songs, some MP3s that you think are important. We do play that Christa Berg Irish rebel song, Revolution.
There's the question I had for you. The Lord Compton, what does he think of the Queen?
Well, certainly, I'm sure that he likes being a peer of the crown, and he's an old-line conservative Brit, and we're busy fighting the Copenhagen establishment of world government, and so I'm an ally with him because he's an eloquent speaker against it, and so obviously I'm not going to get him up here on the radio and start asking him about the groom of the stool, but I appreciate your call. Anything else, Chris?
I like the way you answered that because it showed that you can are able to focus on where you can ally with people that you may not agree with radically on other subjects.
I appreciate your call. Look, Moncton is a Scot, and they've been brought into the whole peerage system. And I've read his writings. He's pro 1776. He's pro founding fathers. He loves Thomas Jefferson. He doesn't like King George III. Did you know that the Parliament only voted for war against the colonies in 1776? by a few votes. In fact, they couldn't pass it a month before. And King George III had to do a rare appearance in Parliament to demand and shame them into going to war. That was the main reason the war ended in 7 years. The British government probably could have kept the war going and may have even won in the end, but that we had so many allies in England. I mean, remember, the British repeatedly arrested the royalty and chopped their heads off. And that's where we got our Bill of Rights and Constitution, was out of Magna Carta and then later the Parliament Act. The first hard-won battles were made in England. It isn't like that England was this totally separate thing. The Greeks influenced the founders, the Swiss influenced the founders, the Dutch influenced the founders, but most importantly, British common law, hard-won by the commoners allied with the lords. It was the lords that ended the hegemony of the king and queen. Do you understand that? It was the lords that brought freedom to England. So it's a very sophisticated issue, sir. But yes, I don't like the German queen, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm with you.
Later in the broadcast today, I'm going to premiere a 21-minute piece we did that's being posted in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members, my interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. And it's superimposed with a little private concert he gave us for 2 hours before he went out and played live. Just some short snippets of that. That is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. I'm continuing with your phone calls, and we'll continue in the third and fourth hour with guests and calls on the open public establishment of world government. And I could not have made Fall of the Republic at a more timely time. The United States is going into chattel bondage and slavery. This is the equivalent of 1776, the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, in reverse. This is a private corporate takeover of the United States. Everyone needs to order the DVD, Fall of the Republic. You can get a free T-shirt. We have a bunch of different choices up there for a limited time. When you get the DVD, give it as a Christmas gift. Give folks a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Just create a username and passcode and give someone an e-card that says you have a membership to thousands of videos, live TV shows, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can burn Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception on DivX to regular CDs that play in most DVD players and give it to people. Get Fall of the Republic today so we can save the Republic. We've got to get the word out to the people about what's happening right now. The world government is taking over right now. They'll sign these treaties and then incrementally put the taxes and regulation in place. A lot of it's already in place. This is happening now, ladies and gentlemen. No more time to play games. And the general public is finally ready to wake up. They've heard world government announced on CNN. They've heard world government announced on Fox. They've seen it in the front of their newspaper. New world order. World government is here to save the earth. Then you read the fine print. It's a tax to private banks. This is happening now. We detail it with stunning clarity. Everything that's now happening in Fall of the Republic. We cover the Copenhagen summit. We cover it all because this was their plan. You can give people this film and say, look, this was released months ago, and it's everything that's happening now. People really listen and wake up to things that were done before it happened. People like that. It verifies the information for them. This film is evergreen. You can watch this film in 1,000 years, and it will be pertinent to the real history of what happened. Like Jesse Ventura said yesterday, he's proud of his television show because it will be a testament to a lot of key things in history of what really happened. So again, go to Infowars.com today, order Fall of the Republic, get the free T-shirts. We got a bunch of other combo deals. We can get free DVDs, free films when you order one film or more. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we're going to be posting in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for members the Megadeth interview I did. It's very important. This is the second biggest heavy metal band in the world. Of course, Dave Mustaine was part of Metallica, the biggest group. And he has tens of millions of fans around the world. And his new album is named Endgame off of my film. He said that here on air a month ago when he was with us, a month and a half ago. And we went and interviewed him about the New World Order, about the banking system, so much more. We're going to premiere this at 12:30 live today, streaming for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then right after that, it's going up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul Watson's doing a blurb right up for PrisonPlanet.tv members right now. And by the way, until Christmas, you can sign up and get 5.5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. If you've just joined us, we have the secret text, the latest version of the Copenhagen World Government Treaty. It states the third world has to make right at double the cuts the first world. I always told you it was a fraud to shut them down. The first world will have massive taxes as well, paid to the IMF and World Bank. The UN is effectively being abolished. It was always just a front to get the third world maneuvered into place. A propaganda arm will be used as a regulatory governing body, but it is having the final vestiges of its power completely publicly stripped to the private world banking structure. This is off the charts huge. Double, triple, quadruple confirming everything to the letter that we told you was going to happen. How about them apples? Let's talk to Richard in Mass. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for the great show and the good breaking information. I want to let you know that it's been cold out here for a whole year out here on the East Coast from all these man-made clouds. It's like been a whole winter. Since the summer has been actually colder.
That's right. Generally, the climatologists say the chemtrailing makes it warmer in the summer, colder in the winter. But there's also other weather effects going on. But the Earth is also going into a natural cooling cycle.
Locked into clouds all summer. But what I called about was the show you had yesterday about these plate readers out here on the East Coast. They've set it up completely. They're cracking down on our freedom of movement. And
everywhere you go nationwide, not just worldwide, all industrialized countries have license plate reading cameras tracking everywhere you go, and they're publicly announcing under the carbon tax, the first big tax, will be a federal, state, and local by-the-mile tax now being announced.
They have it completely set up in Rhode Island and Massachusetts already. They have cameras on every state line, on every bridge. They get you $12 to just drive into the state capitol round trip, and $8 over the bridges. And then they want you to buy this easy pass, which I won't buy. I want to pay cash.
They want the transponder because then they can track you anywhere, not just when you go through license plate scanners. And your tax money paid for it all, and it all goes right to the central banks as they cut all the, and they tell the cops, "Oh, you got to write more tickets, or we're going to go bankrupt." We have a state shortfall going right now, and it's all lies. And the police are just out there squeezing people.
In Rhode Island, they even have these, on every exit, they have these monitors. I think it's run by solar. I think they're tracking everyone going on and off every exit.
Well, sir, I'm sorry that we're living in this control grid, but I appreciate your call. Anything else, Richard?
If you like Megadeth, please listen to The Levelers.
All right, thank you.
Look it up online.
Thank you so much, Richard. You know, I like Megadeth because when I was 14 years old, I listened to it. And the lyrics weren't devil worship this, devil worship that. And Dave Mustaine's always made the point that he was never a devil worshiper, though he did dabble, you know, into magic and things. And that's the gateway to it. He now recognizes that. But his lyrics were always anti-New World Order. And now he really understands what's going on, and that's why this is important, because he reaches conservatively 50 million people worldwide. I mean, heavy metal is one of the most popular genres out there, I don't to tell people that. And Megadeth is officially the second biggest heavy metal band of all time. And his new album's named after Endgame, named after my my film, my seminal documentary. And so that's why we went up and did this interview with Dave Mustaine, so we can reach out to all of his fans and educate them about the New World Order. So that is what is coming up today in T-minus 27 minutes. At 33 after, we're going to play this interview, this video interview, live, audio for radio.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are continuing with your phone calls. I'm going to go through some of the unbelievably important developments going on at Copenhagen with the public establishment of world government. Also, more whistleblowers coming out from universities about scientific fraud going on. Universities worldwide, it emerged last Monday when the Associated Press and Fox News, of all places, reported it, colluding with universities to fix the data, not just ClimateGate, the original emails. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Then we're going to have the premiere of the Megadeth interview at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, audio for the radio listeners coming up at the bottom of this hour at 33 after. Right now, let's go to who's up first here, John? Ron in Maryland. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate what you're doing and stuff, but I had 2 points that I wanted to make.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. You're on air. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Since you guys are talking about music, I just had a suggestion maybe that you guys should get Immortal Technique on for an interview, because he's really big on the anti-New World Order thing as well. And I've seen that.
I've interviewed Immortal Technique. He's a great artist, and he actually gives a speech that is in Truth Rising, my 9/11 Truth film. But that's a good idea. Anything else on your mind, Ron?
I actually had another point that I wanted to get across. I recently flew to California through BWI, and I heard you guys talking about the full body scanners, and I didn't really know what they were really all about until I actually got there, and it looked like a big machine straight up the fly. And so when I walked up there, the lady told me to step inside of it, and I was like, and I wasn't going to do it. So I stepped inside, and she was like, told me that it was not required to go in there and that I could refuse it if I wanted to. And so knowing what those things were all about, I refused it. And then so she told me to step aside in that little glass room and call the security guard over. And
yes, everyone must refuse it, because we've read official federal studies that these systems are cancer-causing, do bombard the DNA. They also record a 360 image of your naked body, and they can get a biometric reading off of that to be able to track and trace you. This is all on record. 214 airports have installed them, are in the process of installing them. Thank you so much, Ron. Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? I want to tell you that I've actually just started listening to you over the last couple of weeks, and I found you by watching Endgame, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. I think it's really ironic, because the more stuff I've been reading on your site, especially when it comes to Copenhagen and the EPA, and I'm finding it so funny that now the EPA is coming out with trying to push this law or these sanctions that if Congress won't pass a carbon tax, and they're going to implement it. And I find it funny, even going back to the water discussion of why the EPA hasn't investigated that our water sources are just so contaminated with different chemicals, anything from, arsenic.
That's right. The EPA has ruled it's okay to have cyanide in the water. That's an article up on Infowars.com. But carbon dioxide that we exhale, that plants live off of, respirate from, is a deadly poison. And you have an unelected bureaucracy who has declared that polar bears are endangered when they're not even threatening. Their numbers are at all-time records. They're exploding in numbers. And they say, we don't care. We're saying they're endangered. And they're saying, we don't care what Congress says. We're going to tax you. And so this is the rogue government. This is a government that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants. Just like the private Federal Reserve says to Congress, we won't tell you where $2 trillion of the money went. We're not going to tell you what we did with the bailout money. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. It is a group of criminals. When are we going to wake up and say it's over? We're not going to fight over phony left and right issues. We're not going to be distracted by the puppet Obama or the puppet Republican they're out there pushing. We are not going to be part of this. We know what's really happening, a global corporate government. Anything else, Josh?
Yeah, definitely. I want to tell you one last thing is that my girlfriend has a paper that she's writing on 1984, and she was asking me all these questions about it. And, I'm a little hesitant to talk about it because the minute you start talking about this stuff, people think you're crazy, which is so funny. But I made her watch Endgame, and we talked after she watched it. She was absolutely blown away because the first thing she said to me was, for the first time, I got a non-biased account of truth. And she said, I'm just fascinated at what's going on. So we started writing her paper, and I looked at her, and which is funny because that gentleman just called in and said he got a failing grade. I said to her, don't be surprised if you get a failing grade on this paper, because what you're putting in here is the truth.
Good job, my friend. Good to hear from you, Josh. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. I wanted to thank you, too, for being on George Norrie's program last night. But guess what happened? Two important things. Just as George announced that you were going to be on the show and for people to start calling in, all the telephones for the Bresnan communication system in northern Wyoming went off. And guess
what? It was probably the snowstorm. I doubt they cut the telephones off so people couldn't call coast to coast.
We only had less than half an inch of snow up here in Sheridan. So it isn't the snow, because they came back up right after you went off the air. And secondly, I submitted a wonderful publication, well-documented, to the local paper here, the Sheridan Press, a week ago, pointing out how this global warming business is a fraud. absolute fraud. I've detailed all-time record highs, all-time record lows, and how since January 1st of 85, while 8 states have set or tied all-time record highs, 14 have set or tied all-time record lows.
That's right. There's millions of different climate systems, over 1,000 in England alone, little subclimates, and you're always going to be having extreme weather in one place or the other.
Yeah, and they've refused to publish it, and I can't get them to tell me why they won't publish this thing. It's all clearly documented.
Well, even if they won't publish articles and documents, keep flooding newspapers and TV stations with emails and articles and physically mail it to them, physically fax it to them, because they'll be knee-deep in the truth, and a lot of people will wake up in the process. I appreciate your call, John. Tony in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I called you a while ago. I don't know if you remember me. I was a Bright House employee. And I had heard about what was going on, and we were actually told to listen in on the phone calls and different things like that.
Refresh my memory. Told to listen into what phone calls?
I was at Bright House Networks, Operation Bright Eyes. And you told me to start asking the technicians questions because they're kind of working to go into people's houses and spy on them and things like that.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, that's been in the Florida newspapers and in other papers. Cable companies are telling their cable technicians to spy on people for guns, drugs, child abuse, whatever. And yes, I do remember that now. So what happened?
Well, I had called your show about it as an employee, and I had told you about some things that I had heard management telling us to listen in on people's phone conversations, if we heard children crying in the background and stuff like that, to ask questions. Well, you told me to start asking questions around work. So I started talking to some of the technicians and asking them, you know, what they're really doing and stuff like that. I honestly didn't get a lot of good answers from it. But 2 weeks later, Alex, I got brought into my manager's office for no reason. Supervisor didn't even know it and was fired from the company.
Well, of course.
I'm a good employee. I was a good employee for them. But, I mean, It definitely reaffirmed my belief in what's going on because, I mean, and I was just asking some questions. I have a good employee record. And my supervisor, when we walked out of there, his jaw was dropped. He goes, I had no idea you were being fired. I'm supposed to be told about these things because they're supposed to be, you know. He goes, he just sent me in there because he thought they wanted to talk to me. So I walk in there and she said, we're going to terminate our contract with you.
Did they say why they fired you?
They said it's because there was one phone call that they heard me on where the person wanted to cancel their services, and they said I didn't try hard enough to retain the services.
Okay, well, let's expand on this. I did pull up the article, or Jaron did. Cable TV workers trained to spy on citizens, and it's a PrisonPlanet.com article. We have links to the mainstream news articles. But, sir, this is at least 30 years old. Now it's just all of them, even small companies. And many, many of the foolish cable company workers and telephone people and carpet cleaners and others, they're not even told that the companies, even though this has been in USA Today, are getting huge amounts of money. They're getting part of the fines or fees or rewards for what's happening. Now, a lot of small companies, it's come out, small plumbing companies, carpet cleaning companies, construction companies, there have been news reports when it comes out, they try to keep it under wraps, where companies are making more money off of spying on people and getting bounty, getting booty for the police state than they even make cleaning carpets or doing construction. And so, yes, I mean, I saw reports on 60 Minutes. It had to be 15 years ago of a famous case where this guy flew to Houston with cash, and he'd done it every year because he got a discount if he did. But he put it on his tax forms and everything. He reported on himself, you know, no freedom. So he hadn't done anything wrong to buy trees that he used in his landscaping business that were then shipped by 18-wheeler across the state. And because he pulled out a bank bag that had $10,000 in it, they seized it, they took it, and they said, you're just not allowed to have cash. And then they reported that $500 of that went to the lady behind the counter. And then it was reported in that 60 Minutes piece that that woman alone made more money that year off of stealing people's money under asset forfeiture seizure, no drugs, nothing illegal, than she made as a ticket clerk. So This is the system, my friend. We are living in a total police state, just an absolute worse than East Germany. They just haven't shut down all the talk radio. See, we have the police state in place, the surveillance grid in place. They just haven't started all the mass arrest of political dissidents. You know, they set people up and stuff, but they're trying to build up their police force, their spy force, to really start putting everybody in prison. But yes, we have a completely lawless, murdering criminal government allied with corporations.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The National Security Council, through FEMA and Homeland Security, has set up an official dictatorship. Obama is now acting as an official dictator. This is Fox News. It's also in Reuters. Administration warns of command and control regulation over emissions. The Obama administration is warning Congress that if it doesn't move to regulate greenhouse gases, the Environmental Protection Agency, this is a quote, will take a, quote, command and control role over the process in a way that could hurt businesses. The Obama administration is warning Congress that if it doesn't move to regulate greenhouse gases, the Environmental Protection Agency will take a command and control role over the process in a way that could hurt business. Now, why didn't Congress stand up against the out-of-control executive? Why won't the third world do that, hearing they're going to have their energy cut by half because they're bought and paid for? The warning from top White House economic official who spoke Tuesday on condition of anonymity came on the eve of the EPA administration's Lisa Jackson's address to the International Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen, Denmark. Jackson, however, tried to strike a tone of cooperation in her address Wednesday, explaining that the EPA's new powers under the treaty, they haven't even signed yet, to regulate greenhouse gases will be used to complement legislation pending in Congress, not replace it. It's kind of like they haven't passed the health care government takeover bill yet, but they're already instructing state agencies to prepare for withholding from everyone's check. This is not an either-or moment. It's a both-and moment, she said. But while administration officials have long said they prefer Congress to take action on climate change, the economic official who spoke on reporters Tuesday night made clear that the EPA would not wait and is prepared to act on its own, and, quote, it won't be pretty. If you don't pass legislation, the EPA is going to have to regulate in this area, the official said. And it's not going to be able to regulate on a market-based way, so it's going to have to regulate in a command-and-control way, which will probably generate even more uncertainty. Yeah, they're telling the bigger corporations that aren't perfectly in line and smaller energy companies that are lobbying against it, look, we're just going to do this and not let you make money on derivatives. Look, ExxonMobil, Dutch Royal Shell, BP, Amoco, all these other big outfits, they're behind this. You better get in line. There's plenty of money that we're going to rob from the public for you if you join in. If you don't, you get nothing. Join us or die. It's like Darth Vader to Luke Skywalker. I mean, it is in your face, gauntlet in your face, and we have the unbelievably powerful Copenhagen Treaty addendum where it states the third world has to make right at double the cuts the first world. See, they sold the third world. Oh, you don't have to make any cuts. Only America and Europe and England and Japan. Now they're going, oh, actually, you got to make double the cuts, and you've got to get IMF and World Bank loans from us now. This is total dictatorship. The EPA, a federal agency, telling Congress, sit down and shut up, because under Presidential Decision Directive 51, signed by Bush, continued by Obama, it states the president and the Security Council runs everything for any economic reason, for any military reason, for any terror reason. And it says we are in command and Congress can't even see the full text of PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51. You can only see the cover sheet that says we are a dictatorship. This is a private, corporate, illegal, illegitimate takeover. But the police are just like the general public. The FBI are just like the general public. They don't know the three branches of government. All they know is their paycheck comes in and they go to the topless bar. All they know is their paycheck comes in and they go to the golf course. All they know is they do what they're told. They've got some petty power and they work for basically Kinley Madoff types that are in control of this. And this is how tyranny works. Unlimited. Once they drop the hammer, in every case in history, they just steal everybody blind until everybody starts starving to death. And in the case of the globalists, they want you to starve to death. In the case of the globalists, they want you to die. You heard Lord Monckton break down the numbers. There's all the scientific studies that just the ethanol production for environmental reasons with crops has doubled world food prices. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is a complete takeover. I'm going to say it again. This is a complete economic / paramilitary. Because the minute you don't pay these taxes, the minute you try to get around them because you don't have the money to pay it, they are going to come arrest you. And if you resist, they're going to spray machine gun fire into your body and do high fives afterwards because they like to hunt. They've taken men's regular hunting instinct and their regular warfare instinct, and they've turned the predatory nature of men loose on their own species and their own people. This is it. spies everywhere. They're setting up domestic CIA forces to set people up. Provocateurs, criminals. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most hardcore criminal takeover you can imagine. They plan it to be as hot as Stalin, Mao, or Hitler. You understand? This is real. And this is only the beginning of the absolute total tyranny. The Dave Mustaine exclusive interview on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We have a reporter joining us in the last 30 minutes of the show today from Copenhagen to give us their take from a British perspective. We have climatologist Tim Ball joining us in an hour. We'll have open phones next hour. I have several clips of other world leaders calling for global government that are new that we're going to be playing. That's coming up. We also have a clip of Call of Duty, the best-selling video game ever. It's made like $500 million in the first 2 weeks it's been out, where it shows Russians carrying out a false flag attack to start World War III, just killing civilians. And people playing the game simulate being black ops staging false flags. This is how everyone's just being bathed in evil and being desensitized to commit acts of murder. We are a society being mind controlled. But again, here is the exclusive interview I did last week in Dallas, Texas with Dave Mustaine. Invited us up to Dallas, the founder of Megadeth, of course, formerly with Metallica. His best-selling album out right now, Endgame. And this is an exclusive for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And for all the radio listeners, you'll be able to, of course, hear the audio interview with Dave Mustaine. This is posted in even higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv right now for members if you want to download it or save it. So here is the exclusive interview. We'll go to break and come back with the rest of it after break. But here it is, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
On the radio, but to be with you in person is even better.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for doing the interview.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be talking to you.
How's the tour going?
The tour's been going really great. Machine Head is a great band. Play them on my station. And Suicide Silence is a new band that a lot of people are finding a lot of interest in. And the guys in the opening band, Arcadium, very interesting band, too. I like the front man. He's very, very, very timid backstage. When he gets out on stage, he really, you know, besides the fact he looks like he weighs about 80 pounds, he really has got a great persona, and I was surprised. So I think that band's going to have some good things if he eats a couple of cheeseburgers, you know.
Getting just incredible reviews everywhere. I was in a coffee shop today and just opened up the Dallas Observer, and there were two just raving reviews saying it's one of your best albums ever and really avant-garde. What is the message of Endgame?
Well, a lot of people thought that was signifying the end of my career because, you know, I've got issues with my skeletal matters and stuff like that, with headbanging stuff. And with the way that the music business is right now, with the record companies finally getting what they deserve, it's interesting because the music industry is falling as quickly as, you know, what we're talking about. You know, that watching again, it's corporate greed in America because it's all the big conglomerate record companies, and, you know, like for example, EMI is owned by Thorn, from what I know, and they make the Warhead. So you know, there's a lot of weirdness with who owns the record labels and stuff like that. I love EMI, but I had no idea. I talked to Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, and I asked him to do a side project with me, and he goes, "No way, man, you're on EMI. Those guys make bombs." And I was like, what? So I had no idea. And of course he told me that Oldsmobile made machine guns for the Nazis too and stuff like that, which totally tripped me out, but I had no idea.
Well, pretty much everything in one way or another is a subsidiary of the military-industrial complex. It's been like that since the days of Eisenhower. So I mean, as long as the message is getting out, I think that's actually to the anger of the establishment. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I had a guy from the UN actually call me up. Not call me up, but he said something about United Abominations. And this shows how pea-brained this guy was. At the very end, after he tried to discredit me, he says, besides, I'm a Metallica fan anyways. And I thought, What a twat. You know, because, I am part Metallica, so what are you saying? That's like going up to somebody who's mulatto and saying they don't have white or black in them. You know, I am part Metallica. So for him to say that, it just shows you why most of the people up there don't know what they're doing. Because, you know, you have people that are representing stuff, saying childish things like that. That's sandbox mentality. You know what I mean?
About endgame, you talk about these greedy, corrupt mega corporations. From your own research, what do you believe their endgame is?
I believe it's the same thing you and I both believe. Me as a Christian, I believe that it's one world government, one world currency, and it's part of my belief. If I said so in Holy Wars, you know, it's part of the master plan. It's what I believe. I ascribe to that when I became a Christian. I know that there's going to be a cataclysmic. Ramping up of all of these things that we're seeing right now, and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse, and we're watching our country disintegrate right now, and it's scary. You know, when I start thinking that I'm going to be moving with Sean Drover back up to Canada, that's scary. You know, and that's what Endgame is all about. It's about educating our fans and showing them a little bit about what's going on within the previous administration, and, you know, just things haven't changed at all, and it's just more of this whole people being run by the people who have the money. Something that when we had the dollars before and it had red ink on it.
Yes.
Tell me that story. I'd heard that was Kennedy was supposed
to. No, that's true.
He was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. and he made the money with red ink, and that's part of like. Mm-hmm.
You can go into any coin shop, Dave, and say, I want a Lincoln greenback issued by Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably have to pay $20, $30 for it because it's a collector. And they'll go under the counter and they'll pull it out, and it has a red seal, but more importantly, and it was only fives, he only issued the first $4 billion. And when you read on the top of it, it says United States note. Nowhere does it say Federal Reserve. So it was pre-1913 when the private banks took over. And he signed the executive order to fully phase out, because he didn't want to do it overnight, mm-hmm. because that would cause some problems, mm-hmm. to fully phase out the private banks that had taken over the issuance of currency and credit.
Mm-hmm.
And from talking to all the top real researchers on JFK, it wasn't making the decision to pull it out of Vietnam. That was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the decision to stop trying to have war with the Soviets. It wasn't the decision to not continue the Bay of Pigs. The main reason they killed him was what you just said, because he was going to take the power away from the money changers.
That's what I heard.
In fact, I'll mail you a Lincoln greenback.
I'll take it.
That's when he got Lincoln killed. The Rothschilds and others came to him and said, we'll loan you money at 30% interest to fight the war, which they were financing in the South for the British to destabilize the country. This is all in mainline history, but not mm-hmm. popularly taught. And he said, no way, I'll just start issuing our own money again. And so as soon as the war ended, they killed him over that again. So that's why it's called the Lincoln Greenback, because that was the last time since Andrew Jackson that money been issued, so he didn't have to go get a law passed. Kennedy could say, well, as president, I can reissue any currency that's already been out there.
Mm.
And that got him killed. But I don't want to sit here and give a history lesson. But
no, that's good, because it'll probably end up in a song. You heard it here first.
Wow. This is the pick of the week by the Dallas Observer for all the concerts going on in Dallas. And it's Justin's pick of the week. And he says, Megadeth, who recently put out their masterwork with Endgame, a relentless assault on corruption, FDIC, the banks, military occupations, and the mind scramble of today's world gone insane. With Dave Mustaine's articulate and spiteful delivery and blistering
spiteful.
Guitar work. Maybe we need to be spiteful.
Yeah, I guess.
On the other, and it just goes on from there. I mean, is that an accurate kind of snapshot of the album?
I don't agree with the spiteful part, but yeah, I think so. I think so. It's certainly about the topics. You know, you can but I think any 10-year-old can read the lyrics and say that's what this is all about. And it's much more deeper than that. Each one of those songs is about those things, but it's so much more deeper. It's not like me just sitting on the fence and casting aspersions. It's really getting into the game and saying, this is what it feels like to take a hit, you know what I mean? I know from firsthand with being involved in the money business when I went to school to be a stockbroker, there's things that I learned about money that, you know, they just don't teach people, and they want to keep people stupid. So, you know, I had that song, The Right to Go Insane, and that song, those lyrics are actually toned down because I went naming people's names and all kinds of stuff like that in the first version of it. So
wow.
That demo tape, if it ever gets circulated, it'll probably make a lot of people pissed. Figure the songs out while we're here. When we do something like this, we get the song in pieces. Like, this is the rhythm track. I have to learn it again because last time I played it was in the studio. And then get like the solos. That's what the solo sounds like, soloed out. Another solo. Solo. No Chris solo there. Here's another one. You just keep going back and forth over it until you figure it out. So, and then the whole thing sounds like this. I feel right now we're sitting on some of the, we definitely are on the quintessential lineup, and I think that my songwriting hasn't even been tapped yet because of what just happened with our new guitar player, Chris, coming in. Chris is a genius, and he's an unrealized talent, and it's real easy because, you know, if you go over and you scratch him, he kind of like bleeds music, and so that was really cool for me. We had a ballad on the record called The Hardest Part of Letting Go. I wrote about me and my wife, Pam. She hates the song, consequently, because the second half is about Edgar Allan Poe, you know, the Casco Amontillado, where he takes... what's the guy say? Fortunato down into the cellars, and he bricks him into the wall. He's mirroring him into the wall. And I put that in the lyric, and my wife thinks I want to brick her into a wall somewhere. So she didn't like the song, but you know, we wrote that, and Chris actually contributed on that, and it went from being a good song to being something that was really a masterpiece. And I don't say that because I was involved in it. I say that because the song really is that way. I used to listen to it, and I would get really emotional because of what it meant for me with my finding my soulmate. And as soon as she said she didn't like it, I couldn't stand hearing it anymore. So I've gotten over that, and I like listening to it again. But you know, to know that we have this potential as a guitar team, and that we can get into some really mind-blowing stuff. Because when Chris came in, you know, a lot of this stuff was already written. We haven't had a chance to really explore what all his talents are yet. Yeah, well, obviously those are the FEMA coffins that everybody's talking about, being in the Midwest, and I haven't seen them myself, but, you know, I've seen pictures, and you know, we had this symbology that was like the Hebrews being marched through the Red Sea, And all the people that are in the Homeland Security jumpsuits with the barcode on their head. You know, it doesn't say in the Bible if the barcode's going to be going this way or if it's going to be going this way. So I figured, you know, we would do something kind of like some cool imagery stuff, you know.
That way the satellites can see it from on top.
Maybe, yeah, perhaps. But I thought about that. How can we make this kind of look cool? We'll make it look like a mohawk, but then when you zoom in on it, it's actually their barcode. And we put around the surrounding parts of it because, you know, I was really, when I got saved, I really wanted to know what I was doing. You know, I didn't want to just blindly say, okay, I'm a Christian. What do I do? Okay, 10%. Okay, good. See you later. You know, whatever. So I actually really read a lot of the Bible and stuff. And one of the things that I noticed was in the story back with the Egyptians and stuff, that out of all the plagues that happened, one of them was with the flies. And the flies got on everybody except for the Hebrews. And it was just really insane to see that the chosen people had been left out of this really vile plague that had happened. And it was just one thing that just kind of went around the outside of the picture. So in the top of it, there's kind of like a Stargate kind of sunburst there where people are going off to this light that they're being led off, like, come to the light. And what is the Poltergeist movie?
It's really a bug zapper. All right, we're going to come back and finish up with the interview. It'll take two segments to finish it. And we've got even more footage. We hung out with Dave for like 4 hours. I showed up, said hi, wanted to do the interview, wanted to get out of his hair. And he's like, no, hang out, stay. We're going to rehearse. And so they sat there and played for 2 hours and then said, hey, stay, film the concert. And I was like, yeah, I want to stay, but I got to drive back to Austin. So we got back at 3 a.m. from Dallas. But to see Dave Mustaine really growing, really waking up to the New World Order, he's going to be a powerful force in waking people up. We're very excited. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Okay, we are simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, premiering this exclusive interview with Dave Mustaine in Dallas, Texas of Megadeth. And we'll finish up with the interview in this segment and the next. Then I'm going to get into other world leaders calling for global governance, demonizing those of us that expose this giant fraud by the IMF and World Bank, where they're making the gases that animals and plants breathe, toxic waste, so they can tax and control our lives. That's coming up. Then climatologist Tim Ball, and we also have a reporter joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark, as world government is being established. But back to Dave Mustaine.
In the top of it, there's kind of like a Stargate kind of sunburst there, where people are going off to this light that they're being led off, like, come to the light. And what is the Poltergeist movie?
It's really a bug zapper.
With the rest of the record, you know, when you look inside of it, there's a lot of other stuff in there, like the symbolic. We've got the one person who's covered in flies, which, you know, kids kind of gravitate towards that kind of artwork. They like stuff that's like that, you know, graphic stuff. And we've got other pictures of Vic actually pulling the hood off of this person and showing that, you know, he's actually a victim. And you know, he's either Vic is saving him or not, you know. And I look at it like this. He's kind of like saying, what are you doing under there? Let's get out of this situation. You know, I consider myself to be alone as far as, you know, in our genre, with people who really are willing to go out and stand on a limb and say, you know what, you can hate me if you want, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do what's right. Because doing what's right isn't popular. It's not. And that's why people, you know, they like to take pot shots at me. But at the end of the day, you know, I do a lot of stuff that I know I'm not going to have any conscious, that I'm not going to have any problems with myself when I go to sleep at night. You know, because I see people do stuff and they compromise themselves and they sing songs and they think that they're not going to affect them. You know, you say that stuff and it comes out of your mouth and you portray that stuff to other young minds and they hear that stuff. They believe that. You know, I don't want to be responsible for making anybody stumble. I want to make sure that they become better people.
In the final equation, you've spoken about a transformation or an awakening. Can you tell us, was that overnight, or was that a process, or was that just going back to something you were at your core? I mean, can you speak about the changes in your life?
Yeah, it was pretty simple. I've always believed in God. That's why, you know, the first line of Peace Sells, But Who's Buying Sells. What do you mean I don't believe in God? I talk to him every day. You know, when I was a kid, I was baptized as a Lutheran when I was 4, and my mom had become a Jehovah's Witness when I was 7, and that just totally ruined my life. And then by the time I turned 15, I was so full of bitterness and just hatred for organized religion that I got into black magic and went down the route of the occult. And although I didn't pursue being a Satanist, you know, I was very much agnostic and probably more atheist than I was anything, because I just didn't want to believe anymore, because I was so spiritually abused. So when the time came when my arm had gotten destroyed in 2002, I had a terrible nerve damage to this hand, and oddly it was this one. Anything else would have happened to my body, I could have had a leg cut off and I still would have kept playing, but my moneymaker here stopped working. I had to go, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Because there was a lot of stuff that was going on. And I was on a hill and I saw a cross and I looked at it and I just went, what have I got to lose? I've tried everything else. What have I got to lose? 6 simple words, and I became a Christian. And I see the people that people don't like that are the hypocrites. You know what I mean?
That's a good term.
Yeah, I made that up. So I look at that and I'm not attracted to that. And I see people that gravitate towards me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com.
If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play the conclusion of the live Dave Mustaine interview I did in Dallas last week, the in-person interview. Then we're going to come back and get into the establishment of world government and the open announcement of planetary government and the nature of this world government is now completely uncloaked, out in the open, your phone calls, and a lot more coming up, and climatologist Tim Ball. But this is Dave Mustaine talking about his awakening to the New World Order, his awakening becoming a Christian, and very, very powerful stuff. Obviously, we've been playing it in chunks because of the radio commercials and ads, but at prisonplanet.tv right now, it's been posted, the unedited, continued piece in one continuum, one piece, at prisonplanet.tv. Here is the conclusion of Dave Mustaine.
I see the people that people don't like that are the hypocrites. You know what I mean?
That's a good term.
Yeah, I made that up. So I look at that and I'm not attracted to that, and I see people that gravitate towards me, towards my family. They want to be with us because they say certain hard luck stories, and we'll feel sorry for them. Yeah, I'll feel sorry for you, but you ain't getting in. You know, unless it's real, they're not getting in. Megadeth Radio is nonstop heavy metal, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and except for the Halloween show we put on and the Christmas music we're going to be adding towards around Christmas time, it's just standard heavy metal classics that I like. A couple of zingers, weird stuff like, you know, B.B. King and Muddy Waters and some old stuff like that, like Stevie Ray Vaughan and some of the blues that inspired me. And then some of the older stuff that I liked as a kid growing up, Elton John, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, and stuff like that. But you'll also see bands like Gore there, and that's not one of my favorite bands. I don't like them at all. But you know, the other guys in the band do. You know, there are bands that the other guys have picked that they like, and it's a Megadeth station. It's not a Dave Mustaine station. Although, you know, I did a lot of the work in the beginning. We're all participating now, and I think you can tell because the playlist is so eclectic. You can listen to that all day long, and you'll discover all kinds of great new music.
Else you'd like to add to the audience out there?
I love you. You can believe it all.
Dave Mustaine, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome, Alex.
Appreciate it.
God bless you, buddy.
You bet.
Oh, me, it's me again. Listen to but never take me. Gives me your migraine headache. Get down to your level. Can't just keep on thinking it's my fault. Take an inch or two and I'll kick you distance. That kind has got to know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and the crew did a great job. Rob Dew, Rob Jacobson, myself, the three of us went up there, and the video looks great. I mean, that was off a DVD we burned, and the machine was, of course, breaking up a little bit there at the end and pausing. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can really see it in the highest quality and just see what a great job our crew did and how great Megadeth was and our interview with Dave. We've got a little bit more of the interview. We'll probably post that in the next few weeks, but that was a little compilation of the evening we put together for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the radio audience. At the same time, it's a little bit lighter fare in the middle of the Copenhagen world government takeover, but I was thinking during the break, it's hard for me to keep this level of intensity up. I'm upset, I'm focused, I want to defeat the New World Order. It's so incredible what's happening, but how do we get the public to awake when even those of us that know what's happening at a certain subconscious level have just accepted it? We have to consciously say we do not accept these criminals running our society. I want to thank Dave Mustaine for having us up to Dallas. It was a great time. Thank you, Dave. We'll be right back with a lot more. Stay with us.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've played clips of Al Gore and Ted Turner, Gordon Brown, Tony Blair, Herman Von Rompuy. Articles written by Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, saying global government is being established in 2009 at Copenhagen, total control over the planet. But a few weeks ago, just a few days before ClimateGate broke, the emails proving that the top UN scientists were fudging the numbers, covering up that the temperature has been getting colder for the last 9 years. They know full well carbon dioxide isn't bad. They know full well that humans put off almost none of the carbon dioxide with all of our industry. The numbers are there. It's like 1/2,000th of the total carbon dioxide increase they think is from humans, or even less. That's an inflated number. And Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, has been attacking Lord Christopher Monckton. He's been attacking the climate change denialist. We played an IBM TV ad yesterday where they said, if you're not for the climate change tax, you don't want your grandchildren to basically live. You don't care about their future. And so we now have today, administration warns of command and control regulation over emissions. The White House is publicly telling Congress, when Congress is really the boss of the president, they make the laws and he executes, that if you don't put taxes on carbon dioxide and on air travel and cars and everything else, we are going to, quote, take command and control and it won't be pretty. Those are quotes. Quotes by the administration at Copenhagen to a closed-door meeting with the press. Fox News reports this was a secret meeting they had with them, and it was on condition of anonymity. So they're now issuing this public threat. The EPA on Monday, in line with Copenhagen, announced carbon dioxide that humans exhale 5.5 pounds of a day on average as a toxic waste is completely asinine, but allows them to tax and control everything. It's also confirmed that the full secret text of the treaty has been released, that third world countries will have double the cuts, or right at double the cuts, a little bit less than double the cuts, of the West, and that the IMF and World Bank will run the new planetary government. The UN will have no power. That was always the plan. The United States set up the UN in 45 as a debating society to manipulate and to have one clearinghouse to pay off third world dictators and leaders. It states that the tax money from Westerners will be given to banks to then be loaned to the third world under environmental stipulations. So this is just an expansion of the IMF World Bank raping. So we're going to go over all of that. This is huge, and take some of your phone calls. But I wanted to have Jason Burmison for a few minutes because he's collating for his incredible film. I mean, it really is a new level in his work and rivaling ours. And Mike Whiteside's back there, the graphics guy who's working slavishly to do a great job with Invisible Empire that's coming out in mid-February of next year. Just hundreds of clips of world leaders calling for world government and new world order and stuff I'd never seen of George Bush Sr. calling for global government. I mean, this is some powerful stuff. But in his research, Burmese got us this clip. Jason, there's two clips. Tell us the clips we're about to see.
Yeah, they just run congruently. Basically, there was a speech November 6th. Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, got up to promote all these emission standards and new taxes under global governance. And basically what he says here is that there's a third argument from those who say that carbon pollution is wrong. And he brings up Christopher Monckton. He says, we are fear mongers. This is not a UN power grab. And we're all world government conspiracy theorists. But then he never says this isn't about world government. He brings up the point that we're not doing anything, Alex. We don't have a solution for this. We're bad. And then, of course, they try to establish the climate change denial movement and associate us with Holocaust denial.
So right here is the treaty. They call for world government over and over again. We have all the world leaders saying it's the birth of world government run by a private banking group. So here he is kind of going with the old propaganda of, well, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists when we're only reading what it actually says. This shows Kevin Rudd's disdain for the Australian people. This shows that he thinks they're a bunch of idiots. But a week later, ClimateGate documents broke, and now is he eating crow? His parliament is on the verge of collapse. There's been all these resignations. The anti-carbon tax crowd has now gotten the second place in their parliamentary system. So they're in a lot of trouble. And last week they failed to pass their carbon tax. But Rudd is saying, I don't care. I'm going to use the Australian version of the EPA to do it anyways. So prime ministers and presidents are now openly acting as dictators under orders of the world government.
Absolutely. The ETS, the emissions trading standard, failed there last week. And that was a huge victory yet again for the truth. You know, we are trying to bring people to realize that this document that sits right next to you mentions global government over 2 dozen times. It is their third pillar. Taxation is mentioned over a dozen times, Alex. We know what this is about.
Well, we now know. It's a 2% tax on all GDP off the top. It is a 2% tax on all currency transfers and stock brokering. It is a giant ramped up 20% tax on all fossil fuels. It is road taxes with license plate reading cameras. It's 700 new UN bureaucracies. I mean, this is a total takeover, and it's paid to the IMF and World Bank. And the London Guardian reports where the money goes will be secret. We've already seen this with the trillions given to the private Federal Reserve, and they tell Congress, we're not going to tell you where the money went. Even though they told Congress it was to unfreeze the mortgages. I mean, this is like Madoff, who actually came up with a lot of this, and Ken Lay. You know, they're now both in prison or dead. It's the same crew. Might as well just say, we're God, slit your wrist and put the blood directly into our mouths. I mean, this is just them openly saying, we rule the planet, we are the con artists, we are the criminals.
And let's not forget the false left cover of, oh, the oil industries are backing all this research that disproves climate change. Alex, we have the articles where the head of Exxon, the head of Shell Oil, are calling for a carbon tax. And if you go to the smaller...
The head of BP.
Absolutely.
And now we have the internal emails from 2000 where they were... The Climate Center was taking orders from the oil companies and saying it's only part of their agenda to take over. Mm-hmm. The oil companies... It's just like the insurance companies openly... wrote the health care bill that now makes you go get insurance with them. Mm-hmm. And then they're cutting Medicare and Medicaid. That, you know, the case for killing Granny. Let's play this first clip. This is a 2.5 minute clip with the Prime Minister of Australia. Here it is.
Support to help meet the expected overall increase in the cost of living flowing from the scheme. A third argument from those who quibble about the design of the carbon pollution reduction scheme is that the international design aspects of the scheme are flawed. Lord Christopher Monckton, a former advisor to Margaret Thatcher, was quoted this week in the Australian press by Janet Albrechtsen. Lord Monckton describes the potential Copenhagen Agreement as a plan to set up transnational government on a scale the world has never seen before. Enter the world government conspiracy theorists. Lord Monckton also publicly warned Americans that, and I quote him, in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy and your prosperity away forever, unquote. Janet Albrechtsen, in her understated neoconservative way, refers to the potential Copenhagen Agreement as a UN power grab. This gaggle of world government conspiracy theorists are so far out there on the far right that they rub up next to the global anarchists on the far left. Those who argue that any multilateral action is by definition evil. Those who argue that climate change does not represent a global market failure. Those who argue that somehow the market will magically solve the problem in a way in which it hasn't solved the problem so far. And that uncoordinated national actions will somehow fix the problem without answering the basic logical question of how can we deal with an existential threat, an existential challenge for the whole planet in the long term, one which lies beyond the capacity of any individual national action to address. The climate change deniers now form the comfortable bedfellows of the global conspiracy theorists, in total bald-faced denial of global, scientific, economic and environmental reality. These arguments, thinly veiled attempts to create a new climate change global conspiracy theory, are now being used in Australia. Like the arguments from climate change deniers, these arguments have zero basis in the evidence.
So that's clip number one, but we have Herman Van Rompuy and everybody else saying this is global government, and then he's calling us conspiracy theorists for saying it.
And then talking tongue-in-cheek, let me just read a quote from that. Without answering the basic logical question of how can we deal with the existential challenge for the whole planet, which lies beyond the capacity of any individual national action to address? Right there, he acknowledges, yes, we are setting up a world government, but we're global government conspiracy theorists, Alex, and we're in bed with climate change denial now. It's all semantics. It's all word games. The guy admits it to you as he denounces it. That's their game.
Let's play Van Rompuy. Here it is.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope.
Now, we could play Al Gore saying it, too. We could read out of the treaty. We have the London Guardian saying it's world government, but that it's a good thing. And we have them saying the IMF and World Bank will be the world government. I mean, we've always said the bankers are going to set up world government for themselves. Why did we know that? Because David Rockefeller wrote books about it and gave speech after speech saying it. But see, they have such disdain for the public, and I guess it works. They say global government doesn't exist. We're just setting up global governance.
Yeah, it's a word game. And when you say global governance, people like George Monbiot jump out and say, this is the best thing ever. We'll get 25 other academics to sign on to it. Hey, I'll write a book called The New World Order. But then when you expose what the New World Order really is, what global government really means, it means a carbon tax. It means a tattletale society. It means the implementation of their cashless society control grid. In the Netherlands, they have passed the law where all cars will have GPS systems and be taxed.
Oh, they're saying that's happening here. Jason, I'm going to play this final clip when we come back and take some calls. Thanks for the great report. We'll see you Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m., right after my Sunday show. Great job.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw in free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, here's another clip of the Australian Prime Minister who was just defeated. His plan for carbon tax was shot down in the Australian Parliament, so he said what Obama said. He said, I'll just do it anyways. Schwarzenegger a month ago couldn't get the legislature before it closed to put taxes on television sets, taxes on emissions, taxes on cars. He just said, I'm just going to order the bureaucracy to do it. They have to be impeached. They have to be removed. These are dictators, tyrannous. These people are frauds. It's an international grid, a system of governance, a system of oppression. Here's the second clip of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
Industry and employment impacts of climate change. Where is their equivalent evidence basis to Treasury modelling published by the government on the cost impacts of households from the carbon pollution reduction scheme and on the adequacy of the compensation arrangements put in place by the Commonwealth Government in the government's white paper? The answer to both these questions is there is no evidence. None has been provided, none from any official source.
Total lie.
Where is the evidence basis offered by the new League of World Government Conspiracy Theorists that climate change can be effectively dealt with by market means or by uncoordinated national means? Again, no body of evidence, no official evidentiary document has been produced anywhere to substantiate that position.
Total lies!
The truth is that the do-nothing climate change sceptics offer no alternative official body of evidence from any credible government anywhere in the world. Absolutely none. The truth is they offer zero credible evidence. Instead, they offer maximum fear, the universal conservative stock in trade. And by doing so, these do-nothing climate change sceptics are prepared to destroy our children's future. Third group of climate change deniers are those who pretend to accept the science but then urge delay because they don't want their country to be the first to act. In Australia, there was once a political consensus resisting this parochial view. The Shergold report, commissioned by John Howard and written by the head of Mr. Howard's department, Shergold himself, recommended that Australia should not wait for the rest of the world to act. This is what Mr. Howard's report said on this prior to the last election, and I quote it: "Waiting until a truly global response emerges before imposing an emissions cap will place costs on Australia by increasing business uncertainty and delaying or losing investment," unquote. Thus spake the Howard government. The current leader of the opposition also stated that a domestic emissions trading scheme would help in international negotiations too. And I quote, "Our first-hand experience in implementing an emissions trading scheme would be of considerable assistance in our international discussions and negotiation aimed at achieving an effective global agreement," unquote.
That's enough.
In July last year.
Now, did you notice he's saying you're a conspiracy theorist if you say this is a global government when the UN, Al Gore, the head of the EU, all say it's a global government, and it's in the treaty. He then says there's no scientific evidence that carbon dioxide isn't hurting us, when there's 31,000-plus scientists in the U.S. alone saying it's all a fraud, and the UN's got 600 real climatologists that it turns out are on their payroll to engage in fraud. He then says those of us against this global government takeover and carbon tax are fearmongers. He goes on to say, and we don't care about our children's future being destroyed. Fearmongering. They're the ones saying polar bears can't swim or dying when their numbers are exploding and penguins are drowning and that all the cities are going to be underwater on the coast and San Francisco, 900 feet above sea level, 938 feet, is going to be underwater. Just all made up. All completely made up. They are the ones fearmongering everywhere, saying we've got to give power to this international institution, the UN. But it turns out it's not the UN that's going to have it. It's the IMF and World Bank, and that is confirmed. London Guardian, Associated Press, Reuters. Copenhagen climate summit in disarray after Danish tax leak. Developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreement that would hand more power to rich nations. No, IMF World Bank. Sideline the UN's negotiating role and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. And it says that the document is being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits on per capita carbon emissions for developed countries, meaning that people in rich countries will be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposals. And it goes on in the text of the new agreement saying that this will essentially, this was done in secret. This will end the United Nations as we know it. This is a secretive organization taking over. It says that the private banks will set standards for the third world to get the tax money stolen from the West via carbon taxes, to give private banks and private corporations built around those banks total hegemonic control over the entire planet. I mean, it is unbelievable. And then we have the full text of the treaty right here. We have the full text of the addendum right here. They're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Okay, we're going to be going to your phone calls here, and I know we have callers that have been holding from a long time ago. I would hope you'd have a question for Tim Ball, but he can comment on the whole New World Order system in his research of climate change and the UN. Like everybody else that's researched what's happening in our world, he's quite knowledgeable on multiple fronts. I want to go through with him not just the fraud, but the global government that's being established. I haven't even gotten into the other big developments with this world government treaty being rammed through. Obama saying, and Kevin Rudd of Australia saying, we don't care if our parliaments and Congress won't pass this. We're going to do it outside the legislative process. This is tyranny. And I am calling for the impeachment of Barack H. Obama for making this announcement and threatening Congress. I am officially, and I had not called for this because the guy's a puppet, but he has to be made an example of that you can't engage in crime. Schwarzenegger needs to be recalled. I don't care if he's going to be out of office soon. His legislature wouldn't pass all these new carbon taxes and taxes on television sets and on travel. So he just did it and ordered his agencies to do it. You must bring these criminals to justice by at least politically kicking them out, running them out of town on a rail, or they will set the precedent for this. This is outrageous. So that's coming up in a moment. And we'll get Timothy F. Ball, climatologist, take on this. He's one of the people that's been persecuted by these people. And he's a top climatologist and can break all this down with us. In the last 30 minutes, we have a reporter joining us from Copenhagen with reports on that. But I can yell and scream. I can pull my hair out on air. There's no way for me to impart to you how ultra incredibly important this is. When the UN says the greatest meeting in modern government history, it's the truth. When YouTube runs ads for the climate tax saying the future of our world is being decided, it is. This is huge, what is happening right now. So that is coming up. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. Then I have a key call to action coming up. Let me do the call to action right now. This video on screen. Alex Jones' secret Copenhagen documents leaked, part one and two. This is as big or bigger than ClimateGate and the thousands of emails and documents where the top scientists for the UN are all colluding in fraud to hide the decline in temperatures and to persecute scientists and to work with the government to block FOIA requests of information. This Copenhagen addendum to the treaty by the U.S., England, and Denmark to have the IMF and World Bank take over the whole process, which they were always planning. The UN was created by these jokers. To have the IMF and World Bank be the world authority is so huge, is complete and total piracy. This video is on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. This video is posted in all the latest stories on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on Copenhagen. Again, Alex Jones, secret Copenhagen documents leaked, one of two. This is bombshell. And I'm not going to pop champagne on air like I did 2.5 weeks ago when ClimateGate came out. This is as big or bigger because it shows the whole architecture of world government in this addendum to the treaty. The treaty admits world government, global taxes, 2% taxes on all GDP globally, a global transportation authority taxing all transportation, starting with aircraft, taxes on all fuel. It's many times worse than we even thought it would be from previous documents. Okay, this is bona fide private criminal corporate banking dictatorship, even getting rid of the front of the UN. The Guardian says this is the end of the UN. It is. This is a giant setup. They get the third world there, got them all paid off. They're going to vote. The U.S. signs on. We're not allowed to get out unless there's a unanimous vote to get out. We never got rid of NAFTA and GATT. This is 1,000 times bigger than NAFTA and GATT. We're going to go to Tim Ball in a moment for an hour. I just want everybody to understand. This is make it or break it time. And we need this particular video so other writers and researchers pick up on it, read what's in The Guardian, read the document, the draft 271109, adoption of the Copenhagen Agreement under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the Conference of Parties. This is the real treaty. Confirmed. This is the real treaty. Okay, the overarching fine print that goes with the main treaty that is the worst thing we'd ever seen up until this. We have to get this seed video out to everyone so people can understand the full document, so they can go look up the areas. And we show the documents and articles to prove it. This video is so important. I'm begging everyone to get this out to your entire email list and everyone you know. All right, that said, let me thank the sponsors and on to our guest. eFoodsDirect.com. You never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our greatest sponsor out there, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming global shutdowns of food and energy, you need to be self-sufficient. The globalists don't want you to be self-sufficient. They have super high quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO, a whole bunch of different great food lines, the best prices out there. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com. And I'll thank more sponsors later here. Now going to Professor Dr. Tim Ball. Timothy F. Ball heads the Natural Resources Stewardship Project, is on the Scientific Advisory Board of Friends of Science, an organization skeptical of human-caused global warming. He has a BA degree from the University of Winnipeg, a MA degree from the University of Manitoba, and a 1970 in geography, and a PhD degree in geography from the University of London, England. In 1983, writing a thesis analyzing historical weather records from Canada's north, Ball taught geography at the University of Winnipeg. Ball was featured in The Great Global Warming Swindle, a documentary film produced by Martin Durkin. This was the first aired in March 2007, and he's been persecuted for his views, of course, and targeted and called a climate denier, and we're honored to have him. Mr. Ball, good to have you here, Doctor.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thanks for the opportunity. And all that you set up to now was right on the money. And of course, as we talked about earlier, this is the second phase. The first phase was strong using the IPCC and the UN and the climate research unit people that whose files have been hacked were controlling the IPCC. They controlled the key chapters, so that controlled the science part of it. And then, starting with the Rio conference in 1992, where Kyoto was first broached, that has led, and that was COP 1, by the way. That has led now to COP 15, where finally they're putting into place the whole political takeover that Strong and these people planned. It's the combination of using that false science to achieve this political goal.
Absolutely. And again, the magnitude of open world government being announced for everybody, and the open announcement that they are going to basically just get rid of the UN, that's what The Guardian says, and have open government run by private banks.
Well, and of course, when you look back at what was being planned, and just prior to going to Copenhagen, Obama's on record as saying, no, look, you know, this is our opportunity to get one world government. And the UN is the vehicle to do it. And so they'll use the UN, and then once they've got what they want, they'll push the UN aside. This is the standard pattern. I was interested in your comments about Schwarzenegger. Of course, what Californians need to know is they've already had a taste of false energy policies, because Enron, who were going to control the whole carbon market, were advising California and are a major cause of their economic problems.
And by the way, Schwarzenegger, it came out, was involved with Enron in meetings and profiting. Then he ran against Gray Davis, blaming Davis. Davis, for all his faults, was blocking Enron. And Enron, for those that don't know, he later became Secretary of the Army, but Secretary White was the Enron executive. They had fake computer programs that they would bring the legislature in and show them, and congressmen in, and say, here's why you're paying triple for power. This is what we bought it for. It was a fake system. I mean, these guys are just complete frauds. And Schwarzenegger is saying San Francisco will be underwater, despite the fact that it's 938 feet at its highest point. Its median sea level is over 600 feet. The UN claims it'll only rise a foot to a foot and a half, and that's bogus numbers. Holdren says 13 feet, but Schwarzenegger says 900.
Well, and of course, Holdren, there are the science are there are emails in there in those hacked files. He was involved in this when he was at Harvard, and there's an interesting little story with that. But in 1998, the carbon credits idea, of course, got grabbed by Gore. And there was a meeting in the White House in 1998 with Bill Clinton, Gore, Lord Brown of British Petroleum, who has been very big in this in Europe, and Ken Lay of Enron. And there they set out this strategy of how they were going to use the carbon credits to set up this whole control of energy worldwide. So, yeah, there's several little fingers to this, but they've all been working around the IPCC as their science and then the UN as their vehicle. And, of course, that's precisely what Strong said when he was asked by Elaine Dewar, a wonderful journalist, who started out, by the way, Alex, to write a book in praise of Canadian environmentalists. And as she did her research, she found out they were more corrupt than the people that they were accusing. And so she ended up writing a book called Cloak of Green that says, look, here's what these people are doing behind the scenes. And Mars Strong very clearly identified in that. And when he said that he was going to shut down the industrialized nations, she said, well, why didn't you run for office? Probably the only honest thing he ever said was, you can't do anything as a politician. And he said, I'm going to go to the UN where I can get all the money I want and not be accountable to anybody.
And now he's been caught stealing in the oil for food program involved.
Well, that's one of the reasons that it's believed that he's hiding out in China, because the U.S. government want to take him to court over that, as well as Kofi Annan and their two sons. So, yeah, Strong has achieved his goal. And, of course, it goes back to the Club of Rome, you know, this whole idea of one world government. And, of course, the Club of Rome came out with the limits to growth. Grossly simplistic ideas that, we were going to run out of this and we were going to run out of that. All of their predictions have been wrong, yet they continue to have such influence.
Yeah, for those that don't know, in the early 60s and then in 68 again, they put out, and we've actually gone to the library and gotten these, they're in my film Endgame, the Club of Rome reports, and it said that by the 80s we were going to flood, there was going to be an ice age, then they said by 2000 we were going to flood. Holdren said we had to double our CO2 to heat the earth in 77 or we would all die in an ice age. That's in the news today. And these guys, they're not wrong. They're just coming up with new frauds as flimflam men to con people.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you look at the strategy, and it's the Saul Alinsky strategy, that if you want to establish a new government, you've got to show that the current one is corrupt and get rid of it. And, of course, one of the ways you do that is you find one fault or error, and you simply magnify that and say, look, the whole thing is corrupt because this one part of it is corrupt. Now, what Madoff did, of course, was completely unacceptable and certainly the largest fraud simply because the size of the economies have grown. But to say from that, as they did, that the whole market and Wall Street and the banking and everything else is corrupt and therefore we have to take over. This is a Saul Alinsky strategy.
And let me stop you, Doctor. You're absolutely right. Who is saying we've got to get rid of capitalism? It's the same big banks that actually engineered the crisis, and their new system is just them having more power.
Yep, exactly. And here's a quote. I mentioned the limits to growth, which, of course, turned out to be completely wrong. And Julian Simon, an economist at the time, challenged them, Paul Ehrlich, and he said, look, you name any minerals you want, any time period you want, and I'll bet you by the end of it there'll be more minerals available and there'll be lower price. Interestingly, Ehrlich then got John Holdren to go and pick out the minerals and to set the time. And, of course, it turned out that Julian Simon won his bet. But they then published in 1974 a book titled Mankind at the Turning Point, because already there were questions being asked about the cooling thing. And Stephen Schneider at NCAR was starting to switch ships because the global cooling ship was sinking. And so they were starting to shift. And here's the quote from Mankind at the Turning Point, 1974. It would seem that humans need a common motivation, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. And there it is. And that's what they, that's why, now of course the pollution, people started to deal with that because we all recognized that, that the environment's an issue. And by the way, one of the
yeah, they take something, hold on, but you're right. They take things that sound reasonable and they candy coat their agenda with that when it has nothing to do with it. And all about humanity and helping the third world. But when you read the real treaty, it's going to double energy prices for the third world, resulting in mass death. I mean, that's a fact.
Well, as H.L. Mencken said 60 years or more ago, he said that the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. And so he pinned it right there. But, of course, he's cast aside as a horrible cynic and so on. But he was looking at the reality of it. So, as I say, out of that Club of Rome quote, we've dealt with the pollution. They said famine. Well, 1976, they had a conference in Egypt on famine and food. And, of course, turned out to be absolute nonsense, because by the year 2000, the problem was there was too much food. They were paying American farmers not to grow stuff. And so all of what they've touched on has turned out to be a bust.
And now because of ethanol, a third of the U.S. production and other production around the world, we have a doubling in food prices and millions have conservatively starved to death. They couldn't be happier because whether it's Kissinger or Ehrlich or Holdren or Prince Philip or Ted Turner or Jacques Cousteau, or Dr. Eric Pianka or Peter Singer, all they talk about is setting up a planetary regime. Gore Vidal, 1969 Playboy magazine interview about how we need a global government to kill these people.
Yep, and of course, I published an article on the CRU and its history, the Climatic Research Unit at East Anglia, where the files were hacked, and one of the people that's remained under the radar, Phil Jones, the director, has been asked to step aside, and they're already doing the cover-up because the person that they've hired to do the investigation has a terrible record himself and is in public saying that the global warming due to humans is proven beyond doubt. And he's going to investigate this.
Stay there. Got a break, Doc. That's like having Henry Kissinger as the first head of the independent 9/11 commission. Stay there. We got plenty of time to break it all down.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You look like an angel,
like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, or yes you are, devil in disguise.
There's no disguise anymore.
You
open world government announced everywhere, bait and switch. UN was always just a debating society. Now in Australia, in England, in the United States, they're announcing command and control. If the Congress and the parliaments don't capitulate fully to this treaty and paying direct taxes to private banks, IMF, World Bank, then the executives will do it under emergency rule. Dr. Tim Ball, persecuted top climatologist, who's been exposing them from day one. What is it like to actually see tyranny, classical Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler level tyranny like this, and these guys are only getting started? What is it like, A, and B, why are they so bold? Why are they making their move out in the open?
Well, first of all, Alex, people said, oh, you should be vindicated now that the information's out showing you were right. No, it's a terribly sad day. But worse than that, I'm frightened, because if you look at what's going on at Copenhagen, it's paralleling to the Nazi, festivals that Hitler organized. I mean, that opening video that they showed of the child, I mean, you could almost say that's child abuse. And of course, they've exploited the school system and used the children.
Now, for those that don't know, it shows children and animals, a bunch of different videos, dying.
Yeah, it's absolutely shameless. And then, on top of that, of course, the World Meteorological Organization comes out and says, oh, you know, 2000 to 2009 is going to be the warmest decade on record. Well, first of all, the decade isn't even over yet. And they're saying this, but they do that every year. They come out in November and say, oh, this is going to be the year when you still got December to go. And, but of course, it's the warmest decade on record, because while they've been keeping records, global temperatures have been increasing. But it isn't due to the CO2, it's due to the sun. And, of course, what they also don't point out is that in the decade from 2000 to 2009, the temperatures have plateaued. So it's almost like you've reached the top of the mountain, and the top of the mountain is flat, and the global temperatures are now going down. But those sorts of things they know that the public don't know about. And if anybody like me gets up and says anything, then we're very, very quickly and easily marginalized. So what I've seen is the vehicle that they've used, the climate, method they've used through the UN, and I see just basically a fascist takeover of the world, and it's very, very disturbing. But of course, also, Alex, I see within it, Obama's saying that Bush has made the world hate America. Well, maybe you could argue that some in the Middle East, the Muslim world, a little bit more. But there was an anti-Americanism all along anyway. I know that as a Canadian. I hear it up here. And I know because I've got family in England, and I hear it there. And, of course, one of the things that people don't like about America is you're successful. And not only that, but yes, you've done some things wrong, but you're the first people to admit your errors.
And that's how they sold the third world.
Generous to other countries in the world. And as I say to some of the Canadians that go on about it, I said, if you think you don't like the Americans as a superpower, wait till the Chinese take over. And ask the Tibetans how they feel about that. So
yeah, let me throw this in. We're going to break back in 1 minute. I want you to finish your thought. But that's how they sold the Third World in getting behind Kyoto and now Copenhagen was, oh, you're going to get those evil Americans. We're going to get their tax money. Now they get the treaty, and it says, oh, you got to make double the cuts, and it's all going to be paid to a private bank, and it's going to be secret, and then we're going to have the IMF come back and loan the money to you. It's just a total, they're screwing everybody. Dr. Ball, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know if we should play this Copenhagen, Denmark UN video where the little girl dies because of climate change. She's blown away by water and wind and killed. They're showing school children this. They show them videos, cartoons where humans are demons cutting the heads off of bunny rabbits with blood spewing. We played that yesterday. ABC News reported the kids are taught that they need to commit suicide by age 11. That's the ABC headline. Children taught when to die, age 11. This is so monstrous, so evil, so off the charts by these eugenicists who want to wreck society and control it. The only way they can control society is to wreck it. Dr. Tim Ball's our guest. We're going to take calls coming up in the next segment. Alex, Jeremy, Lynn, Ron, and others that are holding. But this is a short segment. We have the good news is we know how bad it is. The good news is we know these people are criminal frauds. The good news is some people are starting to wake up. The bad news is the enemy knows that and is moving, no longer incremental, but throwing everything at us. They've certainly kicked it in high gear. I mean, is that overall a positive thing, Dr. Ball? You've been fighting these guys for 20 years. Any words of encouragement? I mean, is ClimateGate a victory? Where is this going?
Okay, a problem's only a problem if you're not aware of it. And the fact that the problem's now been identified means that you're halfway there to resolving it. And one of the things, of course, that they've been doing, besides this machinations of UN and all the rest of it, but they've been end-running the legal processes within different countries. So, for example, they got the Supreme Court to rule that CO2 is a toxic substance, which allowed the EPA and Lisa Jackson, who's a chemical engineer and should know better, CO2 is not a toxic substance, but it allowed them then to come in with this draconian legislation to shut down industries whenever they choose. So that sort of thing... what's going on here, Alex, is that they knew they had to operate very quickly. It's a very poor analogy, but it's a bit like, you know, when you take that Band-Aid off, you're better just to rip her off quick and suffer the pain. And by the way, they learned this from Jimmy Carter, because Carter talked about this in his book. He said, if you don't make changes very, very quickly, you're effectively accepting the status quo. And so, of course, Obama's gone in there and ignored everything. He's ignored, he got himself elected under false pretenses as a sort of center-left Democrat. Underneath, of course, he was extreme left all the way along. Now he's had to expose that. And, of course, but in doing that, you show your hand. And, of course, that is the good side of it. And so, as I said, the fact we've defined the problem and people can now move to deal with it. One of the things that the public can react to, and by the way, what we're seeing, Alex, is that the internet is taking democracy and not just in a political sense, but in the sense of power is control of information. In the old days, the kings, the queens, and you got rid of them, rightfully so, because they were controlling the information and the power. And now you've got the situation where Congress, your own elected people are doing it, but through the internet, that is making information available to the folks, as they would say. And it is democratizing information. And so there are a million and more eyes watching everything that goes on. And therefore, you really can't get away with anything. And it's not in the sense of spying, but it's in the sense of basic openness, which, of course, is what the founding fathers in the U.S. had in mind.
And the people have gotten their healthy mistrust of government and power back that Thomas Jefferson talked about being so essential. And so now the layers of lies are being peeled back, and a lot of the denial is ending. The end of childhood for our society is coming, and people are growing up.
Oh, I would agree. But the second layer of this, of course, is that you've got the politicians doing what they're doing. But, as I just mentioned, Lisa Jackson...
The bureaucrats.
The bureaucrats. The enemy is within.
Stay there. That's right. I mean, most states in the U.S. are implementing Kyoto taxes right now, and they haven't even ratified it. They're just doing it. These people are lawless scum. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Climatologist Dr. Tim Ball is our guest. We've got a reporter for the last 20, 30 minutes of the show joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark. He's done a lot of exclusive interviews with Lord Monckton and others. We're going to get his take on that from Denmark. We were pretty much covering this 24-7, the takeover of healthcare as part of the government power grab. And we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes, 1-800-259-9231. You were getting into the bureaucracy, evidenced by state governments, regional governments. These internationalists always get regional governments in place because they control them through international SPP meetings, North American Union meetings. They are already implementing this. And you're right, that's our big problem. And think of the arrogance of the EPA saying, Congress, if you don't let us list all these gases, we'll just do it without you. Congress should immediately start impeachment proceedings against Barack Obama.
Well, and of course, the founding fathers had an awareness of this in that, as you know, the U.S., unlike other countries in the world, several of your bureaucratic positions are elected officials. And so that was a degree of accountability that other countries' bureaucracies don't have. So, for example, in Canada, we not only don't even get to vote for the prime minister, let alone to vote for who's going to be the person in charge of the police departments or whatever else, the sheriffs and so on. So the founding fathers were aware of this. Of course, what they couldn't understand or couldn't know, I should say, they understood an awful lot, but what they couldn't know was the extent of growth of government but also this idea of about environmentalism, because one of the things I've discovered, Alex, is that we now have all of those graduates of environmental studies programs with no scientific background whatsoever, just, feel good, touchy-feely. They're now running a lot of these bureaucracies, and they're using those bureaucracies to introduce their own personal biases and political.
And these are, I've met them, they are control freak persecutors. Yep. They are the new guilds to inspect our homes, our farms, our ranches, our factories, to literally rule our lives. These are all, I've met them, eugenicists who yep. hate humanity and are burning with a dark light of control freakism.
Well, I tell you, I'll give you an example in Canada here. On the west coast of Canada here, of course, we have some of the greatest salmon runs in the world. And what the Department of Fisheries started doing was that they would give a forecast in the spring of what the size of the run was going to be. And what I discovered they were doing was deliberately creating very, very low numbers. So, for example, one year they said, the run of chum salmon would be 2 million. Well, and that's a very, very low number. So therefore, we're going to ban any fishing, commercial, sport, anything this year. Well, then the run would come in, and then they quietly announced, well, it was over 6 million. Well, if you were out that much in your job, you'd be fired instantly.
And let me expand. How many times has the Environmental Protection Agency in mainstream news been caught taking species, say mountain lions in one case, that aren't in an area of the country, moving them there, saying it's a new subspecies, or moving birds that aren't endangered to an area, or fish, they've been caught putting them in ponds and going, we discovered a new fish in this area. Fraud is their name. Fraud is their game. And I want you to comment on this as a scientist. It's coming out that NOAA, NASA, it's coming out the Australian, the New Zealand, the German, the British weather services are all faking numbers. Last week it came out the UN was behind the scenes coordinating all this. This is a group of fraudster control freaks. I mean, this is a criminal group.
Well, and of course, it's why Maurice Strong made sure that the majority of the people at the IPCC were bureaucrats. They were the people that that make up the 2,500 and very, very few scientists. And then the control, as I said, of the critical chapters in the IPCC reports was by the people at CRU. And so this falsification of the official record, and one of the people doing it in the U.S., and he's been caught two or three times at it, was James Hansen at NASA. And every time that anybody dares to say anything, he immediately screams political interference.
That's right. That's right. Man with the hockey stick. All these guys have been caught over and over and over. But even if somebody's not a scientist, they say they teach children, and I've seen it on the news, that the penguins are all dying and drowned. That they're the best swimming bird there is. They teach everybody, literally, the best swimming bird there is a different species of penguin. The first best is one type, second best swimmer is another penguin. I think I was reading the nine most rated best swimming birds are all penguins. They say the polar bears are all dying, their numbers are exploding. They say they can't swim. These people are just total fraudsters, and they know they're in fraud.
Well, one of the things with the polar bears, and I flew search and rescue in the Arctic for 5 years, and I've seen polar bears 100 miles offshore. They're superb swimmers, Alex, because the long fur is hollow to allow the sunlight to hit it and go in and heat their bodies.
It's incredible.
And therefore, with that hollow fur, and I want your viewer or your people to watch next time you see a video, you'll see that fur floating up all around the polar bear. That keeps them afloat. They just paddle away. And then there's stories about polar bears eating their young. Well, the male polar bear, that's a common practice amongst the male polar bear is to eat
so young. Does the grizzly, so does the lion,
well, exactly.
So does the tiger, so yep. Does the wolf. They go and kill the males so they won't be threatened for supremacy.
Exactly. And yet these stories come out in completely distorted ways. But of course, this is the game. It's the emotional game. It's the emotional game of extinction. And notice that they always use what I call anthropomorphic animals. They've got to have the big round eyes. They've got to look cuddly, like the panda and the little polar bears and the seals and so on. By the way, they killed some of these animals with kindness. When I was flying on the East Coast of Canada back in the 60s, we had to patrol the seal hunt, because these guys were battling with each other over the seals. I watched Greenpeace go in and spray the little white seals with green paint to make the fur unattractive and unusable for the seal hunters. But what they didn't realize was that, of course, the killer whales were coming up underneath, could spot the seal now because it was nicely marked for them. And I've actually watched it from the air where they'd come up and bump the seal up into the air and then catch it in their mouths as it came down. It also attracted the seagulls, which would sit on the baby seal, now identified for them because they're white for camouflage, and peck their eyes out and kill them that way. So these people are they're just so outrageous that they're doing far, far more.
And, of course, Greenpeace, as their own founder admits, that's they get some cult members that really believe in all this, but that's all just PR stunts when they're out there. They don't care if those seals die. They love it.
Well, Patrick Moore, of course, the co-founder of Greenpeace, and I've been on platforms with him, and he told me, he said, within 5 years, the Marxists had moved over and taken over the operation. He's quite blunt about that. And he said, I just quit. I got away.
But again, the Marxists work for the bankers. They turn them loose as a scourge to take over the government, just like the UN just went, oh, no, the private banks are taking over the UN. In fact, let's talk to somebody who disagrees with us. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, I consider myself a non-member of any organization and an unaffiliated person who has read Marx and Engels and Lenin, and I can't believe that you would. I agree totally with exactly what you're saying about the phoniness of the man-made global warming. I agree, but at the same time, the kinds of people that that reveal themselves as neocons, unfortunately, Lord Mutkin says incredibly important things. but then calls it communist, calls it communism. This is a kind of a way of discrediting all the good things he's saying by putting it into the nutty 50s Birchite McCarthyist
hey,
type.
Hey, listen,
of
buddy. Hey, stop just a minute, John. Look, I can't play these games with you. Almost all of Obama's administration wrote books calling themselves communist or socialist. Now, you just don't get it. You don't understand that the big banks have always funded collectivists to fool the people, just like they fool the third world at the UN, into thinking they're going to get to loot America, and at the last minute they bait and switch them. You build any command and control architecture, it's going to be used by the most powerful to extract wealth and power. Okay, so we've been right about everything. We understand the political paradigm. I go past the left-right paradigm. Sure, I'll have a Lord Monckton on or something who's fighting it from a conservative perspective. More power to him. You know, this is not like a church or something where you've got to say the rights perfectly right here on air or you're not part of the church of Alex Jones, John. Comments to what John is saying, Dr. Ball.
Yeah, well, I'd like to comment in that, yes, if you take the pure theory of Marxism and Engels and so on, and I've read all of that as well, John, yeah, there's some logic in it. The illogic is, of course, in that you have total government control and therefore individualism is stamped out. And from a evolutionary point of view, it's that individualism that advances society. And that's certainly true in
the US.
Yeah,
the state never withers away. It only gets bigger.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other problem is that it isn't necessarily whether it's a communist or conservative issue. We are also suffering, Alex, from the fallout from the Second World War, because I lived in England through the Second World War, and what happened in the war in England and also in the U.S. was that for the sake of defending the nation, everybody agreed to surrender their individual rights to the government. Okay, and in England, it even got to the point where you got ration books for, you know, how many shirts you could buy and jackets you could buy, everything. Okay, and rationing didn't come off, and I know this up until 1952. You couldn't.
And that set a precedent for tyranny, so they always use a terror threat or an environmental threat.
Okay, and now, Alex, what we're into is this debate about, well, what should be run by government, what should be run by free enterprise. And we are so confused now because we've had, since the war, 70 years of government doing more and more and more that we've got.
Good point. Got a break.
The electricity goes out. How will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 11:54.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11.85.44, 5.92.72 for a half ounce, or 2.96.36 for the quarter ounce. That's 11.85.44, 5.92.72, or 2.96.36.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We won't have time to play it today, but tomorrow I will. It's up on Infowars.com. John Lennon explaining that population control was all a big myth to enslave people and control them. That was shortly before they killed him. He really started waking up. So all you leftists out there need to just wake up and get with the program. And all you fake right-wingers that love war, you need to wake up and get with the program. You're all being controlled. Tim Ball, I want to jam in some final calls. Our time has gone by really quick with you.
Yeah.
You've done so much great work. You write for Canadian Free Press and other publications. You're in the Great Global Warming Swindle. What are some other places people can check out your work? My film, Fall of the Republic. Go ahead.
Yeah, Fall of the Republic, and for which I'm very grateful for that, the time we took. Friendsofscience.org. All one word. And you mentioned the NRSP at the beginning. Unfortunately, Alex, because of funding, we had to shut that down. We couldn't even keep the web page open. So that's gone. But Canada Free Press, friendsofscience.org, excellent sources for my work.
And meanwhile, the media keeps saying the oil companies are funding you and others. When they're not funding you, the big oil companies are all for the global tax.
Well, exactly. One of the things that's annoying about all of this is the hypocrisy of a lot of these industries. And, of course, it's another part of the game that you create with tax money business opportunities so people then ignore the facts. And I was at a farm meeting the other day in Alberta, and this guy's selling carbon credits. And one of the farmers said, but hang on a minute. Dr. Ball tells us there's no need for this. He said, I don't care about the science. There's a business opportunity here. And so they created that to such a scale to try and close it down is going to be a problem.
Well, that's another key you just made, is that Al Gore and others advertise, hey, there's a lot of money to be made based on taxing people, though.
But that's why they called it cap and trade. You see, cap is putting the cap over that evil pollution that's coming out of those nasty industries. And, oh, by the way, we can create trade, and therefore there's benefits out of this. This is all part of the PR game.
Well said. Alex in Georgia, you're on the air with our guest, Dr. Tim Ball.
Mr. Jones, it is an honor to be speaking with you. Couple things that I would like to point out. One thing is if you go to Facebook, on the page Arrest Al Gore Already, which is a continuation of one that got taken off by another individual, but I put all this information up there. But on there is a link to, and it's published by the Australian Academy of Science. The IPCC research data referenced on there actually states, quote-unquote, a warmer world will have a higher sea level because as the land and lower atmosphere of the world warm, heat is transferred into the ocean. When materials are heated, they expand. So the heat that is transferred causes seawater to expand, which then results in a rise of sea level. The thing here is that water, if you wanted to conduct an experiment, go.
Water expands when it gets cold. Everybody knows that. This is asinine. Dr. Ball is a scientist. You want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, just very quickly, in a much broader sense. When I ask people over the years, okay, what's wrong with global warming? In fact, there's a lot of positive things to warming. A country like Canada, we'd use less energy, we'd have more farming and more reliable farming. But none of that's ever talked about. It was all the negative things. And so you ask people, and they think for a while, and they finally say, oh, the sea level's going to rise. That's why Gore made it such a big part of his Inconvenient Truth, all that computer-animated sea level rising. And, of course, Gore... Even the IPCC disagreed with Gore over the numbers he was giving, but that's why that's become such a focus. And of course, the other thing that the caller mentioned was the academies of science. There are certain people within those academies that have been coerced into using the Academy of Sciences to give legitimacy to this. When people have pushed back, like in Russia, for example, the head of the Academy of Sciences there said, I'm not going to use this agency for propaganda, and they refused to participate. So this is all part of the game that's been
going on. And that's the good news, is more people are blowing the whistle, yep. More scientists are coming out. Yep. I mean, we're learning that it's rare when these government-run universities and research facilities aren't engaged in fraud. I mean, they have really hired a gaggle of criminals. There's hundreds of thousands of scientists. They've hired a couple thousand that are on their payroll to run around lying.
Well, Alex, I saw that coming in the university, the funding issue in university. The first place I noticed it was in our university, in fact, in Canada generally, you couldn't get a sabbatical unless you could prove you had funding to do something while you're on sabbatical. And then the universities, as the cutbacks came, even big universities like Harvard and the land-grant universities saw the cutbacks, they suddenly realized they could shave 30 to 35% off the top of any funding. And they argued quite reasonably, oh, well, we're giving you office space, heat and light and all the rest of it. But what it did was it made the funding become critical in your value to the university. And so where it was publish or perish, it became get funding or perish. And, of course, that drove it. And I also sat on committees where people were filling out forms. And
so that's how they took control of all the universities. Dr. Ball, thank you so much.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20. The effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com. or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
In just a minute, we're going to journalist Patrick Henningsen, who has been incredibly helpful to us with contacting a bunch of Nobel Prize-winning scientists and researchers that are at the Copenhagen Global Government Conference that we're going to have on in the next few days and through next week as this incredibly important event continues. We're going to be talking to him via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and, of course, radio listeners here in about 2 minutes. But very, very thankful to Patrick and the work that he is doing. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontside Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. The website is www.frontsight.com. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontside Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. No drill instructor, tough guy stuff there. It's a family event. Everybody's welcome. Frontside.com. Learn more today. And finally, I want to tell you about Ecuador Central. EcuadorCentral.com believes we all have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you're considering a new life somewhere else, want a second home outside the U.S., or if you want to invest in a growing economy, visit EcuadorCentral.com and they can help you. Ecuador is a country with friendly people, good food, and great water all year round, where you can live better for a lot less. Just visit EcuadorCentral.com, spelled EcuadorCentral.com. At EcuadorCentral.com, you can find properties for sale or for rent, as well as free information that will help you get started now. So check out EcuadorCentral.com. That's EcuadorCentral.com. Okay. Going to Patrick Henningsen. He was born in 1970, degree at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, based in London since 93. Current work, independent writer, actor, stage, film, and film director. Former events, communications, and PR consultant for UK companies with a lot of work in the U.S. and U.K., Saudi Arabia, Lebanon. Active anti-war activist since 2001. Worked with Save the Amazon Rainforest, organizing music festival, UK 2006. That's certainly worthwhile. Attended and covered major climate skeptics conference in New York City 2009. Sports, he's a former U.S. Junior Olympic swimmer and U.S. Swimming Masters National Finalist medal. And joining us via video Skype, you know, I like to point out this isn't about left or right. And the globalists hijack the environmental movement and distract from all the serious things that are going on. And that's why you're going to find people from all different stripes, all different colors, all different religions exposing the carbon fraud. And again, the devastating news that I want to get his view of the propaganda on the streets in Copenhagen, the people he's interviewed. We'll get other reports from him if he can in the days to come. But in this short interview, the incredible news of the secret treaty, the addendum in the London Guardian that basically ends the UN power, gives the IMF and World Bank total power, double the carbon taxes on the third world. They were suckered into getting behind this. Now they learn it's really about destroying their development by the eugenicist. So this is so diabolical and just off the charts important. So, Patrick, good to have you here with us today from Copenhagen.
It's good to be with you, Alex.
You've got the floor. Give us your report on the propaganda, what you're seeing, who you've interviewed, what it's like to see all this information coming out. The whole conference in deep trouble, not just from ClimateGate, but now the third world finding out it is a eugenics operation.
Well, the first thing I'll just say is you notice it straight away when we got into town. Plastered all over Copenhagen in billboards and public places are the words Hopenhagen. And, you know, in America, you've seen that word hope a lot in the last sort of 18 months. Well, it's all over here in Copenhagen. And I think that ironically kind of sums up the sort of desperation that, you know, they're trying to pass this treaty. And there's one scandal after another coming out in the last couple of weeks. And it seems to be the Danish text leak that you probably read about is being talked about. And I believe, as well as others, that this might very well be one of the final nails in the coffin of this treaty that they're trying to sign.
Absolutely. So the press reports are accurate that people are freaking out when they learn this is really an IMF World Bank taxation grab.
It's only reinforcing what a lot of people already suspected. And if you've been following this this issue and you've been watching what the financial institutions have been doing, and banks like JP Morgan have actually purchased carbon offset companies, like one in Oxford, I think it's called Carbon Fund, is wholly owned by JP Morgan. So, you know, the investment banks and Goldman Sachs, etc., they've positioned themselves to ride this carbon bubble as far as it goes until it pops. And guess who's going to pick up the tab when it pops? And I think we've learned from all the other bubbles that's going to be us. That's the plan all along, and I think it's really good that this did come out because it's kind of exposing what's the driving force behind this green movement. It's not activists. It's not environmentalists. It's big money. It's people like George Soros. It's people like Al Gore and the political apparatus that sort of is used by the financial institutions is a tool. But really the force behind it is about centralization of control, power, rationing energy, charging more for it. These are all the things that are going to come out of a Copenhagen treaty. The best thing that can happen with this conference is that nothing happens.
Well, those are really great points. I mean, give us the feel. I mean, it's one thing to see the billboards with a little girl saying, please don't let me drown, and big billboards of polar bears saying, please don't let me drown, I can't swim, and just ridiculous billboards of penguins saying, help us. I mean, just asinine, two-year-old level propaganda that's designed for a snail or an amoeba. And then the different people you've been interviewing, Lord Monckton, what's happening there, and where you think this whole attempt at establishing a global corporate dictatorship is going.
Well, the first, you know, we went down to the UN's compound, which is really what it is. It's a giant compound just outside of the city. And the first thing we noticed is it's basically a cross between a gigantic green trade fair. And then if you've ever been to a evangelist conference, if you put those two things together, that's pretty much what COP15 is at the official UN site. So, you know, there's plenty of mainstream media that are going to cover what's going on there. And for us, there was no need to be down there because that every other 5,000 other journalists are covering the same thing. So we went to the meeting organized by Common Sense or Climate Sense, sorry. And Lord Christopher Monckton is one of the chairs of that, as is CFACT, an organization you're probably familiar with. You've had Mark Moreno on your show in the past. He's a great advocate, great speaker about this issue. And it's, you know, there's just a fantastic lineup of speakers there from Dr. Nils Axel Mörner, sea level expert. We interviewed him today. We interviewed Ian Plimer, who wrote the best-selling book Heaven and Earth. He's from Australia. Very animated, very articulate, fantastic. But none of these guys will be allowed a platform over at the summit for the UN. And so we, at this meeting, have invited anybody to come and listen and observe. But over there, invitations from the people that we have are not extended. So it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a lopsided discussion.
And Copenhagen is also the official UN event, as you know, but for those that may not, any even mainstream media that's been critical of them are refused. You have to agree with them to be able to attend, to give people an idea of just how authoritarian and dictatorial these ghouls are.
Sure. The UN declared Copenhagen as a UN territory during these 2 weeks here. How official that is or unofficial is, you know, you can debate, but, you've got half of Denmark's police force, currently in the city. There's a group called, Climate Camp who's, put up on their website publicly that they're next Wednesday, they're planning to storm the UN compound and, occupy it and, you know, forcibly remove, anybody that's in their way because they want to talk about real solutions to climate change. And I find the whole thing completely comical, because everybody inside that conference and all these people who are going to storm it all still subscribe to, man-made global warming theory.
And, to explain how this works, the foundations on record bring in the radicals to tear stuff up so they can then attack any other protesters and set the precedent to shut down free speech and free assembly globally. And they've caught them all over the world, police staging this or hiring these foundation thugs. A. B, by them acting like fools, that will make the people pushing for the carbon taxes look more reasonable. So it creates a false extreme. Do you want the communists that want total control or just the loving banks that will reasonably tax you?
Sure, they're loving to frame this in a left versus right issue. You know, on the left, you have activists and hippies and anarchists. And on the right, you have big oil and big business who are apparently funding skeptics. And really, this isn't a left-right issue at all. And when you go and you meet some of these people, scientists, economists that we've talked to, they've got no partisan interest whatsoever. They're not getting a penny from big oil. Every single one of the people and speakers at this conference have come there on their own dime. They paid for their own travel at their own expense. If it was funded by big oil, this would be in the Marriott downtown or the SAS Radisson. Instead, we're in some back conference small little room in Christiana, which is right outside the hippie district.
Meanwhile, all the big oil company executives are there in Copenhagen calling for stronger global taxes because they're owned by the big banks that are going to run this.
Sure. I mean, it's a giant slush fund is what it is. And that's evidenced by the Danish text leak. The World Bank is going to be handling the slush. So, you know, and the other thing is the sort of desperate political moves by people in the U.S. who are desperate to ram through cap and trade legislation in 2010. Okay. And the reason part of this Danish text leak is very revealing because there's only two things that have kept hardline opponents of Kyoto from supporting Kyoto. One is they don't like the fact that the rich countries have to shoulder the burden for emissions. Okay. Check that box. The next box is they don't like the fact that the UN is handling the money. So in these Danish text leak, there's two things. The World Bank can handle the money. And they're going to stick it to the developing world to cap their emissions. So they thought they could, by appeasing these two problems with right-wing opponents of Kyoto, they could ram through cap and trade. But it's obviously backfired in their face. It's invading all sorts of areas. They're going to see opposition from places where they haven't anticipated it. And it goes to show that a lot of these political elites are not very bright. They're very clever. But they're not very bright.
Well, what's happening is people are leaking this in the age of the internet, and it's confirmed to be accurate. The London Guardian was leaked the information, and the third world knows it's the IMF and World Bank, and reading it, it's actually both of them, but mainly the World Bank, as you said. They know those are the groups even worse than the UN with loan sharking rates feeding on their countries. So that's why the third world, the news was showing the delegates crying, going, we came here thinking we were finally going to get money for our starving people and also some money for ourselves. A lot of them are corrupt, like government is, period. And now they're finding out it's a total bait and switch. But we already knew that in Fall of the Republic, folks, as we were reading their documents. This is private corporate dictatorship. I cannot say that enough. Taxing the very air we breathe.
You know, Alex, the political elite have become so detached from reality with through this climate change mythology. They've ghettoized themselves in a way. And they have no idea what the majority of the people feel about it. And the majority of the people, if you poll them, they see right through it. But, you know, they're so isolated in their sort of mythology of global warming and climate change.
That's right.
You
know, it's like the, go ahead.
It's, you know, the Emperor's New Clothes. How fitting, Craig Rucker from CFACT pointed this out today. So how fitting we're in the city of Hans Christian Andersen. And the Emperor has no clothes, and it's the global warming Emperor who has no clothes, and no one can, you know, the people, in the summit cannot see it.
That's right. He wrote The Little Mermaid. He wrote all those great, children's stories, and he did write The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a Christmas tree downtown, Alex, in the center of town. It's being lit. The Christmas tree lights are being powered by people on bicycles, okay? Pedal-powered Christmas tree. If this treaty goes through, you and your staff are probably going to have to run your studio on bicycles.
Unless the globalists give us a special little chit saying that we're allowed to have electricity. See, it's not just taxes. According to this treaty, unelected corporate boards are allowed to decide who can even have a new technology. It's actually a dark age system. They advertise that, oh, it's going to fund new technologies. No, 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 no. They decide who can get funding for technologies, thus controlling it. And are people there on the ground realizing this is an attempt to reinstitute feudalism?
Well, yeah, this is really it's a reverse play of colonialism. So they've come now to colonize the middle class of the developed world. They're done with the developing world. It's been colonized and it's held in place, and this treaty would keep it that way. Now the next thing is you. You know, the middle class is like a giant cow, and every reparation in this treaty is another hand milking that cow. You know, the ability to revoke intellectual property rights, a 2% tax on every financial transaction, etc. The list goes on and on and on. And Lord,
a global authority over all air traffic and taxes, setting up a global government police force and tracking system, taxes on all the fuels, taxes on, I mean, it's 700 plus new bureaucracies.
Sure, that we're all going to pay for it at the end of the day. As if we don't have enough bureaucracies to contend with it, as if we don't get enough letters through the post, as if we don't have enough fines that we have to look out for paying and so forth. So
this is like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake. Everybody's starving to death, and they say they want bread, they want bread. And she said, it's reported she said that, you know, let them eat cake, and everybody finally goes crazy. I mean, the bankers are up there literally eating the real economy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surreal. I mean, if you've been studying this issue and you've been looking at the junk science that sort of underpins the climate change alarmist movement, it's almost surreal to look at the size of this event and the amount of money that's been spent, 140 private jets and 2,000 limousines or whatever the UN's laid on, and it's all pinned down by something that's not happening. CO2 is not heating up the atmosphere.
And the hookers there are so worshipful of the fraud and the hype, they're offering free sex to their globalist banker bosses. So it's a huge orgy as well. That's in the news. Just total Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank.
that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The battle is joined. The fraud is the greatest in history. Think of the master plan, telling everybody the earth is dying, listing carbon dioxide as the problem, ignoring all the real environmental problems, coming in with a global corporate structure that is completely secret and unaccountable. That is in the treaty. And joining us from Copenhagen is independent journalist, shooting great video, Patrick Henningsen. Patrick, give people some of the names. We've been linking to some of the videos you've shot with Christopher Monckton, Lord Monckton, and others. You've been posting them on YouTube. They look great. You're doing a great job. And then tell us why you were drawn, as somebody who's been an environmental activist, a real environmental activist, to go to this event and get in the fight against these people.
Well, I'll tell you how the story started, Alex. In 2006, I've always been a kind of a environmentally concerned person since I lived in California in the 80s and 90s. They tried to build a pipeline from Lake Tahoe down to Los Angeles to pump, you know, so everyone in LA could have a green lawn. And a lot of towns along the way were expected to buy into this. And my town was one of them, which was San Luis Obispo. So that was my introduction into environmental activism, to try to stop this crazy, insane pipeline that they wanted to charge everybody access to on the way down to LA. So anyway, fast forward a few years in London, I decided to do an event for Save the Amazon Rainforest. We were legally able to buy up a patch of rainforest in the Amazon basin the size of Soho in central London by staging concerts all over. But anyway, I went to some meetings, and the whole carbon credit thing was coming out at that time, and it was very in vogue corporately to be involved in carbon neutral things. So I inquired to see, well, if we save this much, preserve this much virgin rainforest, how much carbon credits can our corporate sponsors get? And to my surprise, the answer was nothing. The whole idea of preservation wasn't on the ticket at all. So that's when a red flag went up in my head, and I had seen Al Gore's film, and I was impressed by it. I don't like him personally. I've always found him as not such a savory character, but I like the film. And so anyway, after this experience with the carbon credits, I started noticing all these city bankers who were showing up at these conferences and things, all very green and very green oriented. And I thought it was quite strange because when you met real environmental activists, you won't find them running around in the financial district usually and wearing 1,000-pound suits and
so as bad as this shoes. System would be, I mean, you got in at the ground level saying, let's save rainforest and native people. And they said, buddy, this ain't about that.
Basically, yeah, in a nutshell. So, and I kept trying, I kept digging. And the further I digged, you know, the further I went down this rabbit hole, the more interesting it got. And that's
In closing, and we'll have you back up again for a report either this week or next week. And I'm not sure how long you're going to be in Copenhagen, but we're indebted to you for the great help you've given us. Now, have you researched the eugenics and found out that they want to shut off the food to the third world? Because that's in the new treaty that they're going to have to pay double what we pay. I mean, you talk about mass murder. I mean, this isn't just a money-making scam. These are some bloodthirsty people. I mean, have you discovered that information?
Well, I think you can draw these conclusions. I mean, I've seen through your material and through Endgame and Fall of the Republic, etc. I think it's quite evident. But you know, to cut the U.S. emissions 85% by 2050, the last time the U.S. had that level of emissions was 1900, and the population in 1900 of the U.S. was about 90 million. So are they planning to get rid of four-fifths of the U.S. population to meet their emissions targets by 2050? This is a question everyone should ask themselves.
Well, look at the head of the environment in England. He said they've got to go from 60 million to 30 million people in England. Same statement in Australia. This is eugenics, population reduction. We'll cover it more tomorrow. Retransmission starts now with all the key info. Great job, sir. We'll talk to you again very soon, and we'll list any websites that you want to give out. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.